Okay, thank you very much for talking to us, Chris Todd. He's a roads campaigner at the Campaign for Better Transport. Thank you very much. I think anyone who like me has ever driven past there going to South West, you just know you're just going to be sitting in traffic for an hour to get past Stonehenge. I think we'll probably be rather in favour of that bypass. So I've got to be honest with you. I'm almost done for another day, but joining me now is Mr. John Holmes.
Stonehenge.
Yes.
Good.
Don't know where to go with that.
Stonehenge. Spinal Tap, isn't it?
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. Oh, sorry, I apologize for missing that reference. My husband would be ashamed of me.
Again.
Hi,
Julia. How are you?
Okay, it's being a bit creepy now.
Is it? A bit weird. All right. Just being friendly, like.
That's what's creepy, because this is not how we know you.
Labour rebels, I say to you. Seven of them, of course, voted against the whip. Corbyn's
Steady.
Whip last
Steady.
Night. One of them is coming on to explain why and whether or not there are divisions in the Labour Party now because of
and
it.
And talking about whips, no yep. doubt. Yes, it's John Holmes coming up after 1 o'clock here at Talk Radio. I'll be back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment. Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. New Sky Sports is here. So now all our Sky TV customers can get our brand new channel dedicated to the Premier League for £18 a month. With 126 live games and a new weeknight debate show. Exciting, eh, Gary?
To give Chelsea a place!
If you don't have Sky TV, bundles start from £22 a month. Search New Sky Sports today to get our new Premier League channel. Cancellation requires 31 days notice. New Sky TV customers, £20 setup fee, 18-month contract.
Back a bit. No. Forward. Bit more. Now, back. Forward. Wait. Forward.
At Valent, we can't help you get your van into the tightest spaces, but our award-winning EcoFit Pure Boilers with their rear flue option are designed to easily fit into small cupboards. And a boiler and flue pack costs from just £750 plus 20% VAT. Valent, with you all the way. Just search Valent EcoFit for more.
Back a bit! Perfect!
I can't believe it. This is amazing! Thank you, universe!
Dave, it's just a shopping trolley.
It already had a pound in it!
That's what we call one of life's small victories. And here's another. Get a Vauxhall Astra SRI for just £215 a month, plus advance rental. Vauxhall, isn't life brilliant? Search Small Victories. Personal contract hire. Advance rental of 4945. 35 monthly rentals of 215. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 24,000 over 36 months charged at 11 pence per mile. You will not own the car. T's and C's apply. Order by 2nd October 2017.
The first thing you'll notice when you open the new Screwfix catalogue is just how many brand new products there are inside. The second thing you'll notice is how everyone else suddenly wants a look. Oi, get your own. Pick up your free copy of the new Screwfix catalogue today from any of our 530 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
When you're on the city and the police on TV, that's amore. When you've got all the matches without any catches, that's amore. When you're on the city and the police on TV, that's amore.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Very good afternoon to you. It's 1 o'clock. It is Tuesday. It is Talk Radio and Alex has the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, soldiers in court over neo-Nazi affiliation. Hero bus driver recounts his story and tributes paid to ex-National Theatre director.
Talk Radio.
Two British soldiers have appeared in court charged with being members of the banned neo-Nazi group National Action. They're part of a group of three accused of exchanging racist messages, including discussions about a white-only Britain. Sky's Home Affairs correspondent Mark White says one of them, Alexander Deakin, addressed Westminster Magistrates Court.
Mr. Deakin stood up in the dock and turned towards the press benches, saying that he was a prisoner of conscience, that he was innocent of the charges that had been placed against him.
A man appeared in court to deny stealing from victims of the Manchester Arena bombing. Chris Parker's accused of taking a teenager's mobile and Pauline Healy's purse as her granddaughter, who was 14, lay dying nearby. The 33-year-old's been released on bail until his trial, which is scheduled for January. The driver of a London bus who had a woman pushed in front of the vehicle by a jogger has told Talk Radio it was like nothing he's ever experienced before.
I was in shock because obviously somebody came on my path and been pushed on my path. We actually have a lot of near misses every day, but that's probably the first time that somebody been pushed on my way.
That's Olivier Salbris, whose quick response saved the life of the woman on Putney Bridge in May. The jogger who pushed her in front of the bus still hasn't been caught. Weather warnings have been issued for tonight and tomorrow morning as Storm Aileen bears down on the UK. The central segment of the country is set to be the worst hit. Winds are expected to reach 75 miles an hour. Workers on Greater Anglia trains have voted overwhelmingly to go on strike in a dispute over the role of guards and driver-only services. And the founder of the Royal Shakespeare Company, Sir Peter Hall, has been described as a colossus and a visionary following his death at the age of 86. Sir Peter, who also used to be the director of the National Theatre, passed away in hospital yesterday.
Hey, Dibble. Hey, Dibble, Dibble.
Hey, Holmes, Holmes.
Hey, Dibble, Dibble, the cat and the fiddle. Great. The news jumped over the moon.
Great. I'm just loving where you're going with
this. I know. I don't know where I'm going with it, as you probably can tell.
Yeah, I can tell. Yeah, I was trying to cover for you.
It's nice to have you in, though.
It's a pleasure.
Now, Victoria, yesterday, was in a right mood, and also had a bit of a poorly voice, so I'm guessing she's not in today.
Yeah, her voice is fine. Yeah. She's just too moody to come in.
I thought that was probably what it was. But you're here and you're like a ray of sunshine.
Thank you.
Yeah, are you with us all afternoon?
I'm with you all afternoon.
Excellent stuff. Dibble there, Dibble.
Holmes.
Dibble. Who's got the sport?
No idea. Oh, I see.
You've got to do the weather first, haven't you?
Talk Radio, national weather. Sunshine and showers for most of today. Highs of 19 degrees, but becoming increasingly wet and windy later on.
Thank you very much. Now let's find out. Oh, no, we can't wait. Who's got the sport in pre-recorded sports roulette?
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it. Selco is where
the trade go. Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. Chelsea boss Antonio Conte is the latest manager to call for help from the Premier League for English clubs in Europe. They open their Champions League campaign tonight against Karabag of Azerbaijan. Conte says when he managed Juventus in Italy, there was more interest from the league in their clubs doing well on the continent.
In my past, sometimes before the Champions League game, you rested. In England, it's not easy to do this and... If you want to do this, risk a lot.
Well, that's a sentiment David De Gea agrees with. The Manchester United goalkeeper will play as they make their return to the competition tonight against Basel. He says a winter break would help the English sides bridge the gap to the Spanish ones. Celtic welcome Neymar and Mbappe to Celtic Park as Paris Saint-Germain visit Glasgow. And Edison has trained for Manchester City before their Champions League trip to Feyenoord tomorrow. The goalkeeper suffered facial injuries in that clash with Sadio Mane of Liverpool at the weekend, but is in the squad for their opening Group F match. That's your latest sports news powered by
Talk Sports. Toby! Or not Toby. It was Toby. A little nod there to Sir Peter Hall, of course, who sadly has died. He's the, as you were hearing with Alex there, the founder of the Royal Shakespeare Company. And I think what he would have wanted is for me to introduce Toby like that. Right, 4 minutes past 1 o'clock, and we've some sort of programme to bring you.
Talk Radio.
The countdown has begun. This Friday is a EuroMillions jackpot event, and there's a stratospheric £115 million up for grabs. Get your ticket. Winning this Friday would be out of this world. EuroMillions from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon to you.
You moan about my bulletins being shorter.
So what's your favourite item of stationery, Ian, out of interest? This is so stupid, this should be the home of debate. Paul Hollywood. I think he got fired from his Disney contract not so long ago.
This is like when Kevin Spacey...
Cadger bamboo. Desmond Decking in Fort Myers in Florida, and he should be on the phone. Victoria will say it as truth in the forthcoming years.
Whatever he goes back and tells you.
But were they making a point?
Doesn't need to be politicised.
No, right. Chloe's just said in my ear it's like the DFS sale.
Got
so,
it.
PJ and Duncan. I'm going to call you a friend of the show, David Baddiel, because this is like your third appearance, I think.
You're always quite keen to forefront
that. That's not a great bucket list, is it?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am mounted on a giant, it will twist the very fabric of nature.
So then. So as if the areas hit by Hurricane Irma hadn't suffered enough, now Boris Johnson, a Category 5 buffoon, which is like a typhoon but more of an arse, is barreling into the region to see for himself the damage it has caused. People without jobs, of course, without homes, without power, straying into a difficult future as they try to rebuild the mess. No wonder he's gone over there, it probably reminds him of Brexit. But hello and welcome, in the face of everything, to your Talk Radio in the Afternoons programme. I am and remain a man called the name of John Holmes. And as you've just been hearing in the news with Dibble there.
Dibble.
That breaking story this morning. Sir Peter Hall, founder of the Royal Shakespeare Company, has sadly died. He was a man. Take him for all in all. We shall not look upon his like again, for in that sleep of death, what dreams may come. Hamlet there, as it goes. Fitting, really, on the day that the government vote through the Great Repeal Bill. So much sound and fury, so little outcome. Hamlet again. Boris Johnson has written a biography of Shakespeare, and of course Shakespeare, like Boris, was also rude about European people, wasn't he? France is a dog hole. That's Shakespeare. Hasty Germans and blunt Hollanders. Bragging Spaniards, Shakespeare wrote on. Rotten Denmark. All Shakespeare. He also called the French overconfident and overlusty. Although, there, he could have equally been describing Boris Johnson, to be fair. Anyway, welcome along, as I say. Whoever you are, whatever you're doing, you are very welcome to this.
Five.
1 till 4 in the afternoons on Talk Radio. It's where we do the news, but a little bit differently. Oh, we'll cover it, all right. But we'll cover it in all sorts of ways, up to and including Japanese poetry as well. It's cultured. So last night, what else do we know? Last night, the night of September the 11th, MPs voted to back the EU withdrawal bill by 326 votes to 290. The date not without significance, as the Brexit plane hit the metaphorical towers of the EU law, bringing down the supremacy of Brussels. So here we are, hijacking your Tuesday to bring you the following item. Headline hijack, no less. That's where you get to make up some news. Using words that you know in a sentence that makes some kind of sense. Send it to us and you could hear your news lie said as fact by the voice of Alex Dibble. And that is this voice. It's this voice.
Hello.
There it is. And that is the voice of authority right there. And he will say your news lie. So if you would like to pop something into Alex's mouth, then there's one way and one way only. Well, there's probably more than one way. But the way I'm talking about is 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Those lines are open. Get them to us. and you could well have your news lie broadcast to the nation as news truth. I mentioned the news in haikus. That is, of course, Japanese poetry tackling the thorny and difficult issue of current affairs. It's on the way. We'll bring you a paper review in this hour as well. What's trending? What's in the papers? What's going on? All the programmes bring you that, but not like we do. Because each and every day, ours is done by a different diversity, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Toby's with us today, and he's Jewish. If you've a hope and a dream, you know that this is also the show for you, because we invite people with Kickstarter projects begging for the public coin, and we give them a national radio platform with which to promote their wares. Today we'll meet one. Somebody whose hope and dream wants to be converted into a reality on a Kickstarter project. I'm going to give you a clue as to... I'm going to tell you what today's is, but I'm going to give you a clue, and it's this. We all float down here. You'll float too. That's today's Kickstarter project. If you've got a Kickstarter project, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Get in touch, come on the show and tell us about it. Our work experience today is Zoe. She's going to be rounding up a week's worth of new music for you. New music releases covered in work experience punditry. The big debate will be at 3 o'clock. We have all the celebrity interviews. Cornelius is back, as you know.
Hi,
Cornelius is back. He's been to Bestival and secured an exclusive interview with Dizzy Rascal. Dizzy Rascal, yeah. On the show later, yeah?
Yeah.
Excellent news. Hugely successful grime artist, of course, Dizzy Rascal. Yeah, enormously popular.
Yeah,
huge and massive name.
Don't hope out too much.
We've got him on the show, interviewed by Cornelius,
yeah, okay.
At Bestival.
What else have we got?
Around about 22 minutes
on,
past
John?
3 o'clock this afternoon.
What else do
Dizzy
we have
Rascal
on?
Joining us. We've got a game of snowflake buckaroo, Cornelius. We got that.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a millennial snowflake and you get offended by trigger phrases, it's the game for you. It's like real buckaroo with a donkey, where it kicks off all the tools. But instead of that, it's a millennial kicking off trigger phrases that scares it and running away to its safe space. Snowflake Buckaroo on the programme. And another guest, the author, the columnist and occultist tarot reader, Daisy War.
Yeah.
Daughter of Oberon War. Very literary today, isn't it? Granddaughter of Evelyn War, for goodness sake. On the programme. And Dizzy Rascal joining us as well later. Dizzy
what
Rascal.
A pair.
What a... It's the dream team they said couldn't happen. Daisy War and Dizzy Rascal on the same programme, I think so. In your face, LBC. So, Ginger Davies not producing. Assistant producer Marta is through the ventana. That's Spanish for glass. Hi.
Hola.
Patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas.
Okay. Chloe's on the buttons.
Hi.
Hi, Chloe. Chloe's getting married at the weekend.
She's getting married on the weekend. Ding dong, the witch is dead. What, how's it go?
No, she left. So well done, Chloe. Congratulations, Chloe.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you're DJing, aren't you?
I'm DJing. Can't wait.
Did you pick up any tips from Dizzy Rascal, who we're interviewing on the show later?
No, I couldn't really.
All right.
I'll tell you.
Okay, well, that'd be interesting. Alex Dibble. Dibble.
Wibble.
Has got the news.
Hola.
Hola.
¿Qué tal?
Hola.
Hola. Patatas bravas.
Very good. I'm John Holmes. We're going to start you with some music, which gets us, of course, into today's big story. The clues are there, but how does it link? It's this. Okay, then. Why does that song link to today's big story? You know how it works if you're a regular listener. We like to give you a little bit of a something to do at the desk. After it's a lunchtime quiz, isn't it? It's like you hear a song, you go, well, that links to a story in the news, but how? The clues are all there. And you can always get your answers to us, of course, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Cornelius is back from his animal festival, bestival, where he's been. And I don't know whether you've across the news, Cornelius. I mean, you're a little disadvantaged, aren't you, with this?
I wasn't at all, because, well, we had Wi-Fi in the VIP area, yeah. Yeah, we didn't really.
But you weren't allowed in there, were you? So that's no use to anyone. There's a man standing outside, jumping up at the fence, trying to get a bit of signal from it. Yeah. Can't let me in, no.
What's the password?
So what do you think it might be, then? That's Temper Trap and Sweet Disposition.
Oh, I know it, I know it. I think a sweet disposition could be the monster fatberg found blocking a sewer in East London.
Right.
That could be argued as a disposition. Not very sweet.
No.
Or savoury.
I mean, it's not the answer to the story. It's not the big story. It's a story. It's not a biggest story, though.
Is it? Oh, is it the pay cap lifted? The pay cap's been lifted for police and prison staff?
No.
I don't know.
I'll tell you. You're not well. You're a bit hungover.
Yeah, well, not hungover. Yeah. Just tired.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll tell you what the story is. Now, so it's Sweet Disposition by Temper Trap. What goes with a trap?
What? A trap door?
Yeah, no. Rhyming slang for crap.
I don't know.
Pony and trap.
I've never heard of that.
That's complete pony.
I've heard of that.
That's what it means. Pony and trap. Crap.
Okay.
Right? Like how you're feeling at the moment due to an overindulgence in alcohol.
I feel... Oh, that's quite the accusation.
Were you sick?
I was working. I was working all weekend, John.
Were you sick?
I worked really hard.
Were you sick?
I worked myself ill at one point.
Sorry, worked? Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. All right, so... Because we've all done that.
I'm not Ted Cruz.
So, pony is what? Yeah. Pony's got a horse.
Yeah, right? A horse. Yeah, what do you? Horse is in the news.
A horse is in the news. What do you hit a horse with if you're racing it?
A whip.
A whip. What's in the news?
Whips?
Yes, Brexit. The seven right, rebel okay. MPs who voted against Corbyn's whip,
yeah.
And voted with the Tory. Even Dennis Skinner. Right? Voted on the side of the Tories. I don't think that this has ever happened before. But we will be talking. There were seven Labour rebels. We will be talking to one of them after this about last night's vote and about what it means for the future of the Labour Party and where next for that great repeal bill. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
You don't always know when you're going to need that particular tool on a job. That's why it's good to know you're never far away from a Screwfix store. With over 530 stores across the UK, we're always nearby. With a huge range of tools and products available, you can always get what you need. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
VLUX rewards are even bigger. We could have told you about them with...
Bigger voiceovers!
More bigger sound effects!
But we thought we'd let our rewards do the talking. Because this September and October, you'll earn £25 rewards with every VLUX white-painted roof window you buy. And you can spend them in places like M&S, Argos, Tesco and Thomas Cook. Pretty big, huh? Sign up for bigger rewards at VLUX.co.uk/rewards. Conditions apply.
As a business owner, you can't waste money on anything, particularly hiring. That's why we built Indeed.com differently. No upfront fees, no long-term contracts, so you can start, pause and stop at any time. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at indeed.com/redeem. That's indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
New Sky Sports is here. So now all our Sky TV customers can get our brand new channel dedicated to the Premier League for £18 a month. With 126 live games and a new weeknight debate show. Exciting, eh, Gary? Oh! If you don't have Sky TV, bundles start from £22 a month. Search New Sky Sports today to get our new Premier League channel.
Unbelievable!
Cancellation requires 31 days notice. New Sky TV customers, £20 setup fee, 18-month contract.
Right now, all Wren kitchens are half price, with an extra 25% off. And there's 10% off granite and quartz worktops, all when you buy five or more units. Hurry, ends Wednesday at 10 p.m.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Greater Manchester, clockwise side of the M60, a lane closed due to a car which has broken down between junction 15 at the Swinton interchange and 16 at Pendlebury. Staying in Greater Manchester, eastbound side of the M67, a lane blocked there due to an accident between 3 at Hyde and junction 4 at Mottram. And finally, to Lincolnshire through Bourne, the A15 closed both ways. That's due to a serious accident around the A151 junction. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
We oversee the commercial and operational interests of Bristol's affiliated football, rugby and basketball clubs. Our business is so much more than sport.
Sage Business Management Solutions support thousands of growing enterprise businesses just like Bristol Sport.
Sage gives us more time to focus on doing what we love, bringing the people of Bristol together.
From accounting in the cloud to payroll and payments, Sage has the right solution for your business. Discover more at sage.co.uk/stories. Be Sage. Build on.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio and I am John Holmes. And of course we're going to talk about today's big story. Then the Brexit bill sounds a lot like a cowboy, of course.
Yeehaw, I'm going to get me a reward for the Brexit bill, dead or alive.
Brexit bill. For many, could also be called Calamity Jane, I suppose. Last night, MPs voted to back the great repeal of EU laws to bring them into UK law, overturning the 1972 European Communities Act, which took Britain into the EEC. Labour voted mostly against. In the end, it was 326 to 290. With Shadow Brexit, the Shadow Brexit Secretary calling it a naked power grab, making it sound less like parliamentary democracy and more like a Channel 4 Euro dating show sponsored by a French electricity company. Conservative MPs concerned about the legislation have already tabled amendments. The Liberal Democrats have said that any MP who backed the bill should be ashamed. And meanwhile, the Brexit clown, the clown from Terrifying Brexit, David Davis, continues to wave his Union Jack balloon and, to some, suck Britain down the sewer. Seven Labour MPs defied the Corbyn whip to oppose the bill and voted for it. One of those was Ronnie Campbell, Labour MP for Blythe Valley. Good afternoon, Ronnie Campbell.
Afternoon.
Hello, heavy breathing. Lovely to have you on, Ronnie. So, how was it in Parliament last night? Talk us through what happened.
Well, it was very busy, of course, because every member was available. We just had the vote at 12 o'clock. And I voted for the Labour amendment, yep. Which I was asked to by the whips. And I said, yeah, I'll vote for your amendment. It got beat by 22 votes. And then they asked to vote against the bill entirely, and I wouldn't do that.
Hmm. So what made you and the other six? I mean, including Dennis Skinner, which I suppose would have been a surprise for many, Dennis Skinner being on the side of the Tories. But what made you vote the way you did?
Well, you know, if you look at my record, including Dennis's, all over the years, we've always voted Master Treaty, Lisbon Treaty. We've always voted against the treaty. So, you know, it is not unusual for us not to vote that way.
But did you feel?
It just happens to be that the majority were the Tories.
Well, indeed. Did you feel, though, the need to vote rather than abstain, as some people did? Was it important that you got your vote in there?
Oh, I don't believe in abstaining when the principles there. Heavens alight. No.
And what about that people are talking about more divisions in the Labour Party because of it? Is that sort of a...
Well, there was only seven. That's not a big division.
That's a fair point.
not a lot to make a big division. I don't think the us will make any difference to the Labour Party. It seems to have gone down the track of wanting to stay in Europe, so fair enough. That's the way it goes.
Yeah, so you're going to... that's exactly right. It's how politics works. Are you going to... what happens? We go to the committee stage next, isn't
yes.
it? So talk us through the committee stage and what will happen to it next.
Well, it goes on the floor of the House, I should imagine, and then, as you've just said before, everybody will be putting amendments down, and I expect Labour will be putting their amendments down for the King Henry, clauses.
Yep.
I expect a few of them, which I'll support. There's no problem there. I will support them, whether they get through or not. It's another matter. Very, very keenly, if you notice, the vote was 22, so that looks like the Tory majority.
Yeah. And what's your thought on these King Henry clauses, though? Because this is all down to this statute of proclamation, you know, going back all of those years. And this is where Parliament can almost do what it likes without putting it up for discussion. That's right, isn't
it? Yes, and that's very dangerous. That's very dangerous. And the Tories are very dangerous at this sort of thing. But we can put amendments down, and we can try and square this up. And well, I'm sure we will. And the Tories can vote them down, and they can do away with democracy, as the saying is. I'll not be voting for them. That's for sure. Certainly not voting to get rid of the bill. The bill's bringing out the European Union, which I might add, this country voted for. You wouldn't think it. You wouldn't think this country voted to come out of Europe the way people talk.
Well, that's true, isn't it? It's one of those, I suppose, situations where the people have spoken in terms of the numbers, if that's how it works, but the discord is unlike with anything we've seen before,
John,
I think, isn't it?
John, can you imagine? Put the shoe on the other foot, and we were in the 48%, and the Remainers were the 52%. Can you imagine us trying to get a referendum or trying to get them to come back to leave? Can you imagine it?
Yeah.
We'll be trampled on, stood on like a black beetle.
Yeah. And in terms of where we are now, though, I mean, the way this is going to happen, of course, Labour have to back, you know, Labour, your party are having to back this overall, right? So there's no going back.
Well, I hope there's not, but this bill, yes, it was a beginning going back, you know, in my book.
Because, in what sense?
You know, you're going to have to do some, even if you're going to have to do something like a repeal bill and get all the good stuff from Europe into our legislation, you're going to have to do that, and that bill does this. The only thing, it's got this with this power grab, the Henry VIII clauses, which we've got to put amendments down and see them out if we can.
And what kind of amendments are we talking about? What, you know, what are Labour going to put in?
I don't know how they'll be worded, but obviously when them clauses come up, we'll have to try and seek them out, basically, and vote them out if we can. It would be interesting to see how the Tories react to these draconian clauses where they're taking the power grab. Be interested in, because this is all about democracy, because the European Union's about democracy. It's about these commissioners, faceless, unelected commissioners, even tell the European MPs what to do. You know, they're not elected by anybody, they're given the privilege of a job. They're like them across the road here in the House of Lords. They're only sitting in there a privilege.
Privilege, yeah.
A privilege to be sitting in there, and they're telling us they're going to give us a referendum.
And there we have it. From one of the seven Labour MPs who defied the whip last night to vote for that bill alongside the Conservatives. Ronnie Campbell, Labour MP for Blythe Valley, thank you very much indeed for joining us, bringing us up to date on what it was kind of like in Parliament last night. And you can hear just from that kind of short time we had there, the level of passion that is started bringing out on the floor of the chamber last night while all of this was going on. And of course, this is just where it's starting. This is going to continue and continue until we're all sick of the entire thing If we're not already, frankly. Right, in the next bit of the programme, well, we'll be going through the papers. There is a diversity paper review. Toby will be joining us, and he's Jew-ish, and that makes him a diversity. And he's going to be talking through what's going on in the news and, of course, what's trending and so forth. There's also Headline Hijack on the way. But at just after 1:30, Alex Dibble is here with the latest news on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
The 1% pay cap has been lifted for police and prison officers. Police staff will get a 2% increase and prison workers an average of 1.7. The TUC union group's been calling for pay increases for all public sector workers. Chief Secretary to the Treasury, Liz Truss, says we need to keep and attract the best people for our police and prisons.
For example, teachers got a 3.3% pay rise over the last year through things like promotion pay. So what we need to do is look at the specific issues in each workforce. And I think it's much better to take a targeted, tailored approach to those particular workforces.
Three men, including two British soldiers, have appeared in court charged with terror offences. They're accused of membership of a banned neo-Nazi group and of exchanging racist messages, including plans for a race war. Air accident experts are working at the scene of a plane crash on the Queen's Sandringham estate in Norfolk. A pilot and his passenger died when their aircraft came down yesterday morning. Hospitals have been warned to brace themselves for a busy winter amid fears a heavy outbreak of flu could reach the UK from overseas. The health service in Australia and New Zealand is under pressure from it at the moment. And plans to dig a road tunnel near Stonehenge have been approved, despite experts saying it will compromise archaeology at the World Heritage Site. The £1.6 billion project will take the A303, which is often gridlocked, underground for nearly 2 miles. Ian Wilson from the National Trust insists they will be careful during construction.
It's a fully bored deep tunnel underneath the archaeology. So the only places where archaeology would be disturbed is at the tunnel entrances and any new road. But what Highways England are doing and what ourselves and Historic England are doing is trying to work together to find the places where there is least archaeology.
And the weather, sunshine and showers for most of today with highs of 19. But the central part of the UK is set to be hit by Storm Aileen tonight, which is forecast to bring winds of up to 75 miles an hour. There's more news in half an hour's time.
You see, that's odd about the archaeology, isn't it?
Right. Why?
There, because you say the only place you'll find some archaeology, right, is at the tunnel entrance and the tunnel. But by its very nature, archaeology has to be discovered. So he doesn't know that there's not any archaeology down there.
You need to get the National Trust on.
I think we do. We need to fight, because he's not right about that, is he? Because archaeology doesn't exactly stand up and wave going, hi, I'm the archaeology, is it? It's buried. That's the point of archaeology. So by digging a tunnel through the potential area of archaeology, you could unearth some archaeology.
Well then, why is anyone complaining? This is a fantastic opportunity.
To look inside the archaeology.
For archaeology.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And if there's like a dinosaur skeleton down there, make the tunnel walls of glass so we can see it. You know, like when you go in an aquarium and you go under the water, don't you, in a glass tunnel, and the sharks and the fish, like that, but with dinosaurs. And they could bring them back to life, like in Jurassic Park, probably.
You could. It would be easier to do that just by emptying an aquarium.
And putting the dinosaurs in there?
No, just the dead fish.
How's that?
And then you've got, well, that's what you want, dead animals to look at.
Yeah, but how's that going to help?
Look at that.
How's it going to help Stonehenge? There's not even an aquarium near Stonehenge. Are you suggesting we should get rid of the tunnel and build an aquarium next to Stonehenge?
Yes.
Right. Also, how much did you say it was going to cost?
Hang on. £1.6 billion.
Right, you see. So
how many royal babies can we get for that?
Yeah. And also, right, like Stonehenge was built for much less than that. Right, and that's like...
How do you know?
That's iconic.
That's the mystery.
that's an iconic landmark, right? And that cost next to nothing. That didn't cost £1.6 million, did it? That would cost much less than that. That's just some people dragging rocks from Wales. And that's harder than digging a tunnel with modern equipment. So in actual fact, we've gone backwards.
Yeah.
It turned out it's easier to construct a Stonehenge than it is to, and cheaper, which lives for centuries, millennia, and then dig a tunnel. We've gone backwards.
It's scandalous.
I blame Brexit for this.
Yeah.
Just like Ronnie did there. He said we'd gone backwards, didn't he? Yeah. Yeah.
Can I go?
Yeah. That's Alex Dibble there with the news. He'll be back at 2 o'clock with today's Headline Hijack as well. And bonus news at around 3:30, although we might not have told him he's doing that yet. Has anyone told him?
He should know.
Okay, fine. Right, Headline Hijack then on the way. We'd like your made-up news stories. Let's get through some of them next.
Darkness falls across the land. It's 10 o'clock, says the little hand. The ordinary folk will turn out the light, happy to go gently into that good night. Not so the night people, funky but neat. For them the hour is deliciously sweet. Kick off your slippers, don't go to bed. The party's just starting. You can sleep when you're dead. Set free your mind, let your fancy take flight. Conversation gets curiouser by the glow of moonlight. It's electric, it's eclectic, it's always rule-free. It's the late-night alternative with that man, Ian Lee.
Get all thriller, no filler night dog. That's like nothing else on the radio. The late-night alternative with Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Work experience punditry on the way in around an hour's time. By the way, if you are thinking, I wonder what the new music releases are. Well, wonder no more. Well, you can wonder for another hour, but then you'll find out as our work experience today goes through new music. That's all to come, among other things, including the author Daisy Waugh, who will be joining us to talk about her new book. It's PR dressed up as an interview. That'll be happening around 20, 25 minutes time, I would think. Now, Headline Hijack is on the way. You get to make up the news. That is your invitation. Make up the news. Just a paragraph, a couple of sentences, whatever it might be that comes to mind that sounds a little bit plausible. And yours could well work its way into the bulletin at 2 o'clock, masquerading as truth, fooling the nation who aren't paying attention to this bit. That's how it works. Cornelius is here. What's been coming in?
This is from Sharon, who says, the monkey from the monkey selfies legal battle has released a statement saying that he is content with the outcome of the case and looks forward to a share of the revenue, which will be spent largely on bananas. Yeah. The monkey went on to say, ooh, ooh, ah, ah, as he lowered himself into a hot bath.
Very good. Theresa May has announced that, this is post the Great Repeal Bill vote last night, she has announced that she will be introducing an Employee of the Month scheme in the Cabinet. This is from Sally. To encourage unity within government. Each month, the Prime Minister will pick someone to win a hamper. And they also get a special parking spot outside number 10 Downing Street for Cabinet meetings. And, of course, there a little certificate on the wall as you go into number 10 with Employee of the Month written on.
That'll be... Because I believe on the stairs of number 10, they have a picture of every Prime Minister that's been.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of wall space already. So I'm not sure whether this is sustainable in the future,
John. I think it's going to the... When you go into number 10, to the right of the... Before the stairs... Just on the wall to the right.
Is there another clear wall, though?
There's a clear wall there.
But still, surely. at one point, that was going to need Prime the Minister wall, faces on.
Well, no, the wall's not clear at the moment. But that's the wall they use for all of the, who the fire warden is. But
you need a fire warden.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the wall of certificates. It tells you who the fire warden is.
Sure.
Like in any workplace.
Yeah.
Who's passed their first aid.
Yeah.
You know, who the designated first aider is in the building, which is David Davis, I think. And the fire wardens, as I say, and the catering. You know, how good the catering...
Oh, the food hygiene rating,
the certificate, yeah. And now Employee of the Month's going up there as well.
I'm just worried about wall space.
No, don't you worry about wall space. Well, it's fine. It's not up to you to worry about that. Anything else you got there?
Yeah, let's have this one from Dylan, who says, an email has been sent out to all BBC staff by the Director General asking employees to no longer use the term Beeb when describing the corporation. After a tremendous howler on last night's 10 o'clock news, which saw Hugh Edwards accidentally say the word boob. The clip has been viewed over 80 million times online and has now been made into an auto-tune song, which is expected to reach the top 10 charts this week.
There you go, it's easy. Slip of the tongue there, of course.
Auntie Boob.
Auntie Boob. Have you got a made-up news story you'd like to get to as well? Now's your chance. Your lines remain open for about another 20 minutes. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And you could find yourself in the unique position of being able to call yourself not employee of the month, but today's headline hijacker. A certificate you will not get, but you will get the warm glow of success. The lines are open. We'll do a diversity paper review next, and you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We received over £2,500.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
The first thing you'll notice when you open the new Screwfix catalogue is just how many brand new products there are inside. The second thing you'll notice is how everyone else suddenly wants a look. Oi, get your own. Pick up your free copy of the new Screwfix catalogue today from any of our 530 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
I can't believe it. This is amazing. Thank you, universe.
Dave, it's just a shopping trolley.
It already had a pound in it.
That's what we call one of life's small victories. And here's another. Get a Vauxhall Astra SRI for just £215 a month, plus advance rental. Vauxhall, isn't life brilliant? Search small victories. Personal contract hire. Advance rental of £4,945. 35 monthly rentals of £215. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 24,000 over 36 months, charged at 11 pence per mile. You will not own the car. T's and C's apply. Order by 2nd October 2017.
To some, this could sound like popcorn in the microwave. But to a British Gas customer, it's the sound of a thank you. That's because we're thanking all of our customers with British Gas rewards, including things like a SkyStore movie and many more. Join today. Offer subject to availability, conditions apply.
Say you're a year into your contract and the hot new phone is released, but you're not allowed to upgrade without paying through the nose. Let's just say you're not best pleased. But say there was a new mobile company, one that lets you swap your old phone for the latest one every 12 months, free of charge, delivered to your door. Well, say hello to Sky Mobile. Sky, believe in better.
Free of any early upgrade admin and delivery charges. 24-month interest-free loan with data plan needed for each new phone. Trade-in value credited to existing loan, subject to status and availability. Terms apply. See sky.com/swap help.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Still problems in Bourne through Lincolnshire. The A15 closed both ways due to an accident around the A151 junction. To Gloucestershire, the westbound side of Severn Bridge, the M48. Strong winds mean restrictions between junction 1 for the A403 and junction 2 for Chepstow. And finally, the M4 in Cardiff, a lane blocked on the westbound side. That's due to a breakdown around junction 32 at the Corrington Interchange. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
We oversee the commercial and operational interests of Bristol's affiliated football, rugby and basketball clubs. Our business is so much more than sport.
Sage Business Management Solutions support thousands of growing enterprise businesses just like Bristol Sport.
Sage gives us more time to focus on doing what we love, bringing the people of Bristol together.
From accounting in the cloud to payroll and payments, Sage has the right solution for your business. Discover more at sage.co.uk/stories. Be Sage. Build on.
Marriage, true love, and you, Stanley Peregrine Fabio Beecham, take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife.
That's a good question. I don't really know.
Julia Hartley Brewer's always got an opinion, whether you like it or not.
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer. Join me every weekday morning from 10 for the perfect partnership of debate and comment, which always gets a great reception.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10 on Talk Radio.
Oh, gosh, she's rather pretty, though. And
is she wealthy?
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio, you know, that's right. And there's a lot going on. We've already talked to one of the seven Labour MPs who rebelled against the whip yesterday to vote with the Tories for the great repeal bill. Ronnie Campbell, for MP for Blythe Valley, joined us earlier to talk about that. NHS England are warning the health service could be put under increased pressure this winter due to predicted rise in the number of flu cases. That seems to happen every year, doesn't it? There's talk of public sector pay cap strikes, calls for that, pay reviews to staff in prisons and so forth. There's a lot going on. I mean, Hurricane Irma is now a storm. There's a storm. Aileen is coming here tonight.
No.
Come on, Aileen.
No, don't come here, Aileen.
Yeah. He swears it will get mean. Anyway, but the news is very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Don't worry, Cornelius. While you've been away, there's been a lot of news, and we've analysed it all through the medium of Japanese poetry, as we like to do. We find it makes it easy to understand, makes it easy to analyse to the nth degree, right down to the finest detail, because, of course, when you drill down into any big news story, what you end up with is short-form Oriental verse. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It is the news in haikus.
Remembered by Ted Cruz in a very unique way.
The news! The Cruz! The news in high Ted Cruz. Cruz to news. Work experience punditry is on the way in around an hour's time, but before that, we bring you the voice of diversity. It's the Diversity Paper Review. We go through the papers and what's trending online and all of that, so on and so forth, and we do it each day with somebody who brings a little bit of different diversity to the table, making us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. We welcome back Toby. Hello. Or not Toby. No, it is Toby.
It is.
And what is your diversity, please?
Jewish.
Yes. What's going on then, Toby? Talk us through the newspapers from your eyes.
Well, the front page of most of the newspapers,
yep,
is referring, obviously, to the tragedy of a death at the festival.
This was a story that broke yesterday, of course.
Absolutely. It turns out that she was the daughter of an actor in Holby City, which is obviously a BBC TV show. So an awful lot of tragedy being discussed on there. It's obviously an active case and not something that we can really go into a great amount of detail. But as always, I have delved deep into the newspapers.
I know you like to.
To pick out some of my favourite stories of the day. Now, I'd be surprised if you haven't touched on this particular story previously in the Diversity Paper Review, but it has come to a conclusion. And this is that of the piano man in Bristol.
Yes.
Who
no longer sings as a song, Mr. Piano Man, does he?
No, he no longer does. If, for those of you that are unaware, a gentleman called Luke Howard was described as the piano man because he set up a piano on a green in Bristol and said, "I'm not going to stop playing until my girlfriend comes back to me."
Mm. Now, he's come under some criticism.
Yes.
Because of social media, and that's what that does.
Yes, they've suggested that perhaps that's slightly controlling behaviour, which I think is probably a bit fair.
Yeah, is he control? I mean, he's just sitting playing a piano. I mean, she can easily ignore that.
Yes, she
so
could.
So it's not like he's playing outside her house or a window.
He would have known that the pressure that he would get, or she would get on social media, might well have given her some sort of means to come back, which maybe she wouldn't have wanted to do. He only called her Rapunzel. So is he going to lock her in a tower as well?
Oh, maybe he is.
Hopefully not.
Something that he was planning on doing, I don't know. But anyway, he's stopped. And the headline in the Mirror today is Piano Man trying to win back girlfriend with public performance stops playing after being punched in the head.
But not by...
Don't laugh. That's violence.
I'm not laughing. I am laughing at that. The controversy here was that many people were saying if a girl had done that...
Yes.
That's bunny boiler territory. Those are the words that were used.
Right.
And I'm quoting. Whereas if it was a bloke doing it, it was all right. Was one of the arguments. Mm. But is it creepy? Is it creepy? Yes, or is it just sort of a nice gesture?
It's a bit creepy.
Is it? Why?
I think probably in his mind, he just went, oh, this will be a romantic thing and it'll get lots of traction on social media and then maybe she'll see how much I love her. But actually, when you think down about what he's actually trying to do there, she's said to him, I don't want to be with you. And he's absolutely steadfastly refusing to acknowledge what she wants.
Yeah, well, there is that. But it might just be a... lovelorn.
Yes, well, that's definitely the way that he saw it. And it seems that you are also slightly creepy.
Well.
And, you know, the quotes used here in the Mirror, he spotted a furious backlash on social media after users slammed his actions as abusive and akin to stalking. I happen to be in that particular
It's not akin
vein.
To stalking, is it?
I mean, a bit.
But he's playing a piano. It's only doing what every singer-songwriter has ever done when they've written a song about somebody who split up with them. It's just the same as that, isn't it?
Well, I don't know, because presumably they write that song not with the intention of getting them back and saying, I will not stop!
I don't know.
I'm never going to eat again. I'm never going to drink again until you come back to me. I think that's quite controlling behaviour, personally.
There's another school of thought that thinks it's all a hoax and it's just to draw attention to his musical
career. Well, possibly.
Career.
He has refused to suggest it was a PR stunt. He says, I stopped playing yesterday because I realised that what I'd wanted to do had spectacularly failed. The social media reaction turned it very quickly into something that would cause the one person I didn't want to hurt embarrassment and pain. That was the last thing in the world I'd wanted to happen. Right. So I left. He then doesn't say
that...
And
he had to go to his album launch, didn't he?
Well, I thought you were going to say Andy had to go to hospital after being punched in the head.
He should have thrown a poo out of a window because that seemed to work for that other couple last week.
That is now a proven technique.
They're still together, aren't they?
Into a relationship, absolutely.
Do we not think that maybe he got punched in the head because he was playing a piano in the middle of somewhere at 4 a.m?
Possibly. He was on a green, so presumably people... It was a homeless person. Maybe a homeless person was annoyed that his sleep had been interrupted, but that's another social issue entirely. Let's move on to The Independent. The headline is, drunk, Welsh man, obviously Welsh, survives swim across Hoover Dam.
I love this.
And gets $330 fine.
Yeah.
Aaron Hughes, apparently, is thought to be the only person to make it across the reservoir alive.
I'm not surprised. Have you ever been there?
I've seen it from the air. Right. I did a helicopter trip above it. So
right.
Yes.
It's A, enormous.
Yes.
And B, you know, you can't... It's a hydroelectric power station.
Yes, I think probably some people just think a dam is just a wall.
Yeah.
That you can kind of swim along the side of.
No, because there are massive great turbines sucking water and humor and anybody or anything that goes near it through the mechanism of a hydroelectric power station.
What was this guy doing then?
He was on a stag do.
Or a death wish.
Aaron Hughes. He's a 28-year-old forklift driver. Maybe he thought he could forklift the Hoover Dam up if he got into trouble. I don't know. He'd reportedly been partying for 37 hours in Nevada when he decided to jump into the water and swim across it. It was 45 to 40 degrees outside. Not the other way. That's a weird way of saying it, isn't it? We were on a stag do in Vegas. You go to Vegas to have fun, don't you?
Yeah.
We made the hangover look tame, he told the Daily Post.
Right.
We were all just standing there and I thought, bleep it, I'm going for a swim.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't go in there. I mean, it's daunting because, you know, it's one of the biggest dams. It's huge. I mean, it's a vast thing. But also, the idea that he didn't realise, none of his friends realised that how a power station works. I mean, the only reason he wasn't killed...
was because a number of them were off.
One was on, one of the turbines was on. And he said, I kept getting sucked into the wall. Really, you think?
He admitted, apparently, he felt, quote, knackered halfway across, but knew he had to make it to the other side. Well, I mean, obviously he had to make it to the other side somehow.
It could have been a much grimmer story,
I wonder whether we'd be covering it in such a way, but some 275 people have reportedly died at the site in the last 10 years
doing
exactly that. So,
and the police met him the other side, of course.
And he quote, one officer said, in my whole lifetime I've never seen or heard of anyone doing it. while admitting his decision to go for a swim had been fueled by drink. I can't decide whether that's sort of praise by the officer as he handed him this $330 fine or otherwise. But shall we stay in the water? Because this is a story that's been picked up by various newspapers. Stranded great white shark, Fluffy, obviously a great name for a great whale,
that's funny.
Returned to sea after night in aquarium. This is the story of a baby great white shark that washed up on a popular Sydney beach, has been released back into the ocean after they took him in and gave him a night in the aquarium to save him. He's 1.5 metres long. They nicknamed him Fluffy by, apparently it was marine experts. Can you imagine marine experts choosing the name Fluffy for a shark? You'd think they could come up with something a bit more scientific. And
you don't have to be mad. Yeah. You don't have to be mad to work here at the Marine Expert
Lounge. No, apparently not. You just have to like kittens.
It does help. We're right. We do have a laugh here. We get our job done, but we do have a laugh.
We have a laugh.
So there are quotes. This is in Manly Beach in Sydney. Dan Corrots was at the beach with his family. When you see a real life shark, it's scary. Even if it's on the beach, it's not going to come at you when it's on the beach, is it? I have a 4-year-old.
Have you not seen Piranha 2 Flying Killers?
No.
Well, no. Just that. Well,
but this
just
wasn't a piranha.
Doesn't matter.
Hence safety. Yeah. Fluffy was taken to the sanctuary where he made a good recovery overnight, according to senior aquarist Robbie McCracken.
He's named after the Kraken.
An aquarist isn't. That's a made up aquarist. Job. Yes, made up
job. Whoa.
He's not maritime.
We're skirting away from the point here. It named her. He's called Kraken. Like Tennyson's Kraken.
Yes.
In its dreamless sleep.
Well, there you go.
The giant Kraken. Well, perhaps all this was. The Kraken wakes. He's called after the mythical Kraken, and he works in the water.
Maybe this is, you know, then he woke up is the final words of this story. Maybe not. I don't know. Anyway, apparently it says divers from the sanctuary got into the tank overnight to prevent the shark from bumping into the walls during its stay. They've released it back into the wild. And next week we'll be doing the story of the Australian man eaten by a baby great white shark.
Called Fluffy. Should have called it Bitey McSharkface, surely. Anyway, Toby, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
I know you have to dash now because you've got to go and do some
pre-recorded sport.
Brilliant. I mean, you could just stay here and do it.
No, absolutely not.
All right, fine.
Then it wouldn't be pre-recorded.
You're absolutely right, and that would mess with the system. All right then, off you go, Toby. Thank you very much indeed. Remind us of your diversity.
Jew-ish.
It was the Diversity Paper Review. Still to come on the programme. We bring you guest action after the news at 2 o'clock. The author, columnist and tarot reader, Daisy Waugh, will be joining us. She's got a new book out, so she's going to be flogging that, and rightly so. It's PR dressed up as an interview, and it's on the way. And Headline Hijack, that's what we need from you. We will have somebody who will have a news lie in the actual news broadcast to the nation as truth. Who's made it up today, Cornelius?
Simon.
Simon's from
Sevenoaks.
Well done, Simon, in Sevenoaks. You've got your news lie into the actual news. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. We got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake.
For Stand Up to Cancer, we're about to get ballsy with our bakes. We're going to play a little game of cupcake roulette.
Okay, we've only got a few left. Let's mix and mingle them. I can't even finish that, that is the rankest thing I have ever literally.
It tastes like a cake's fallen into fish and chips.
See the full video of my ballsy bakes right now on Talk Radio's Facebook page or on Twitter at Talk Radio.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
I fitted another one of those Valent EcoFit boilers today with a V-Smart.
V-Smart?
Yeah. It lets my customer control their boiler from anywhere through an app.
That's smart.
And it can help reduce bills too by making it work even more efficiently.
That's smart too.
It shows energy usage and it'll even connect to a smart home.
That's really smart. Why is it called V-Smart then?
At Valent, we're with you all the way. So our EcoFit Pure Range is compatible with V-Smart to give complete control. Search Valent V-Smart for more.
SkyQ has done it again. You can now search with your voice. So I can say,
Fortitude, Series 1, Episode 3. And it finds it for me. I can even search action movies rated 5 stars. And it finds that too. But you're going to love this. It has this button. Press it, your remote beeps, so you can find it. Incredible. Sky Q, the next generation box. Sky, believe in better.
Requires Sky Q 2TB box and a Sky TV subscription connected to home broadband. Content depends on subscription.
A perfect journey has no interruptions. Take the quickest route with navigation and real-time traffic information in the Volvo V40R design. A perfect journey sounds different every time. Listen to your favorite music via internet radio. And, of course, a perfect journey needs a perfect finale. Park easily with Rear Park Assist. With monthly rentals of £239, the Volvo V40 T2R design NAV Plus has everything you need to make your journey perfect.
4-year personal contract hire agreement with 48 monthly rentals of £239 with Volvo Car Leasing. Offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Take a test drive today at your local Volvo showroom. Volvo, human made.
Sometimes on a job you need a particular tool and you need it now. So it's good to know that wherever you're working in the capital, you're only ever minutes away from a Screwfix store. There are over 65 stores in London. With a huge range of tools and products available, you can always get what you need. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
At just after two, good afternoon. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Alex has got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, public sector pay cap scrapped, soldiers in court over alleged far-right sympathies, and flu fears for Britain.
Talk Radio.
The public sector pay cap is being lifted. Number 10 says it's ready to show flexibility in the pay round for 2018-19, which would effectively end the 7-year restriction on wage rises. The news comes as prison officers were told they'll get an average of 1.7% as an increase, and police officers 2%. Francis O'Grady is the General Secretary of the Trades Union Congress.
This isn't a pay offer, it's a pay cut. It's below inflation, and that means that those public servants who have been waiting 7 years for a real pay increase, yet again are facing a real pay cut. I don't know what planet the government is living on, but it's not the same one as hard-working public servants.
Three men, including two British soldiers, have appeared in court charged with terror offences. They're accused of membership of a banned neo-Nazi group and of exchanging racist messages, including plans for a race war. More than 500,000 British nationals have been affected by Hurricane Irma, according to a foreign minister. Sir Alan Duncan's been giving MPs an update on the relief operation.
997 British military personnel are in the Caribbean. RFA Mounts Bay arrived in Anguilla again yesterday at dusk as 47 police officers arrived in the British Virgin Islands.
The Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson is on his way to visit the region. There are worries a heavy outbreak of flu in Australia and New Zealand could spread to the UK, putting the health service under increased pressure. NHS England says incidents elsewhere in the world can often make their way to Europe later in the year. 21st Century Fox's £11.7 billion bid for Sky is to be referred to a regulator for investigation. Many fear it would give Rupert Murdoch too much power over British media. And a man regarded as one of the most important influences on British theatre this century has died at the age of 86. Sir Peter Hall is famous for setting up the Royal Shakespeare Company and for his work as director of the National Theatre in the 1970s and 80s.
He was a man, take him for all in all, we shall not look upon his like again. Hamlet.
Very good.
That's the only piece of Shakespeare you know.
It isn't.
It is. Yeah, he does it all the time.
It literally isn't.
Anytime Shakespeare in the news, he just does that one line. even if it doesn't apply.
No. You don't know any, though. Dibble.
Hi.
Thank you for that news. Now, that's I was going to say the bonus news is on the way today.
Yeah.
3:30. Now, the news bulletins here at Talk Radio are shorter than they used to be. We don't know why. There was just one day, they were 3 minutes. The next day, were two. There was never an explanation given. But because you pick the public sector pay cap, but you get paid the same whether the bulletin is 2 or 3 minutes, presumably.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, really, the time needs to be made up. So, at 3:30, we do bring you our daily edition of bonus news. Animal, vegetable or mineral news, because that covers everything off. Today it's the turn of vegetable news, Alex.
And what did I tell you last week about animal, vegetable, mineral? I should have researched it since then. It comes from Narnia.
Yes, that's right. You did. Yes, you did tell me that.
And I said I was going to actually find it, and I have not.
Well, you have time today to add that into... That's like a bonus for the bonus news.
Yeah, excellent.
So you can put that in at 3:30. All right, do you want to do some weather?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, let's have it.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Ahead of Storm Aileen, there'll be plenty of sunshine around today.
Come on, Aileen!
Especially in the east. Some heavy showers will affect the west, though. Today's high, 19 degrees Celsius.
Thank you very much indeed.
That's the only Detsy's Midnight Runner line you know.
And I sing it whenever. Whatever the name of a storm is.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the one I sing, yeah. You don't know any. Now it's Toby. Toby or not Toby?
See?
Shakespeare. With the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update. With Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it. Selco, it's where the
trade go. Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. David De Gea says English clubs in the Champions League need a winter break to close the gap on Spanish sides. Manchester United return to the competition tonight against Basel. De Gea doesn't subscribe to the theory the likes of Barcelona, Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid are better teams than Chelsea, United, Liverpool and Manchester City.
Really strong teams in England, really strong teams in Spain, and in England we never had a break, but I think the level is more or less the same.
Well, Chelsea boss Antonio Conte agrees with De Gea. He claims Serie A wants to help its teams in Europe more than the Premier League by giving them rests when English clubs are forced to play. TalkSport has exclusively been told Southampton almost signed Felipe Coutinho before Liverpool by the man who brokered the deal. Former chairman Nicola Cortese had been in contact with the Brazilian's old club Inter, but an agent scuppered it who wanted more money. And Manchester City goalkeeper Edison has trained before their Champions League trip to Feyenoord tomorrow, despite the facial injuries he picked up in a clash with Liverpool's Sadio Mane at the weekend. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, could uncooked spaghetti become a thing of the past? Some MPs have called for spaghetti to only be sold part cooked so it cannot be used to poke people in the eyes. An anonymous source has told the newspapers that parliamentarians have been warned about a plot by Italians to attack people with pasta in retaliation for Brexit.
Thank you very much indeed. Alex there with the news and Toby with the pre-recorded sport. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hello, I'm John Craven of Country Fire and from Newsround, quite a long time ago, and Swap Shop. Now, why not join me on my new series as I travel across America on a space hopper, looking at the countryside, stateside. The countryside in America is different to the countryside here, because in America, the countryside is mostly made of dust. So why not join me on my space hopper for Country File USA on Sunday on BBC One.
Radio in the afternoons. Hello, I am John Holmes. Still to come, a game of snowflake buckaroo. It's like buckaroo with a donkey where you pile tools on it, but for millennials. So instead of tools, what you get are trigger phrases, and instead of kicking the tools off, the millennial runs to its safe space. It'll all become clear later on. It's just a thing. However, we promised you guest action, and that is what we deliver right now. Author, columnist, tarot reader, Daisy Waugh, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi there. Let's see which bit of that's more surprising than the other.
Well, it is. It kind of takes a bit of a left turn, doesn't it?
It does,
when you sort of read through biographies and you know what people do and you're aware of their work.
What?
And then it suddenly sort of goes, oh, okay, that doesn't quite fit with the others.
It's 180 degrees, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, was that a conscious... I mean, you know, people will know you for your writing, of course, and your novels and your columns and so forth, but not so much that.
Not so much. But although, actually, I've been doing it, and because of the novel that I've just done about a tarot reader, if I'm getting it. I wrote a piece about being a tarot reader in after 30 years of being a journalist, to plug this Dolly Green tarot reading book. Yeah. I've never had so much feedback in anything I've written, almost put together, actually, with 30 years of professional writing. So I was hit a nerve.
I think you had. And I think it kind of fascinates people, I think, because it was one... I, you know, when I was at school, it was a, and you know, sort of, I don't know, late '70s, early '80s. It was a thing. It was an occult thing, and there were all these magazines that I had as a teenager called The Unexplained and things like that. And it was all part of that world. Well, and so people find it fascinating.
They do, and scary. And actually, it's funny because you get the same people sneering with one hand and terrified with the other hand. So it's quite enjoyable, all that. Now I used to get a bit touchy about it, but no, my school, we were all called together and forbidden from doing Ouija boards, which is actually a lot trickier, a bit nastier, but yeah, no, there's
that was a thing. Yeah. Yeah,
but tarot cards, I was, as far as I was concerned, was something that you saw on James Bond, the sort of glamorous Jane Seymour figure. That was either the Death Card or the Lovers Card, which, and it was nothing. It was just a kind of thing, slightly sort of grubby thing that happened in fairgrounds in movies.
So, what made you get in, have an interest in it? Where did that stem from?
Well, I to be honest, as it was, I was sitting. It's very lonely writing novels, and after a while, it's just all broadcast, no receptions. I just wanted to get out and do something rather than sitting and writing, and writing columns as well. So I did it. I did a day's course, completely with a journalistic cynical hat on, as a way of, you know, talking to somebody other than myself. You know?
So, get you out of the house.
Yeah, literally. So I went to this course, and there was a room full of, you know, it's a mixed bunch of people that wind up in a room learning tarot. And I think probably most people are, by their nature, a little bit lost at the time that they're discovering this, because it's so left field. And but luckily, the friend I was supposed to turn up with didn't turn up, so I could do it with a straight face and not have to put a smart-ass journalist.
But did you go with that, so that was your cynical point of view, but it was a case of, like, this is nonsense. But
yeah, this is like just something, a bit of colour. And I thought also, you know, because, you know, as a writer, everything is copy. Everything is copy. I thought it would be useful, you know, it'd be something to kind of sprinkle into something at some point.
Yeah.
And then I wound up writing what is in fact a series of novels, but a tarot detective.
Well, this is a tarot detective. I mean, and this is the new book we're talking about, of course. We don't beat around the bush, Daisy, because the listeners aren't stupid. We know this is a PR exercise dressed up as an interview.
We
make no bones about that each time. It's not like you've just popped in. But The Prime of Ms. Dolly Green. Tell us about that.
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. Well, no, it's out in bookshops, actually. I don't know, it's on Amazon. It's a short comedy, because actually, to marry the thing about the tarot, which is actually quite serious, and my writing style, which is very light and, well, I hope it's funny. It's supposed to be funny. It's humorous.
Yeah.
So it's a kind of light detective story about a woman who's a professional tarot reader. She's kind of my age, a bit puffed out, been a bit knocked around, a bit run out of money, run out of steam, divorced. But obviously, it's uplifting, and that's why it's called The Prime of Ms. Dolly Green, because it's about sort of, you know, middle-aged women thinking, actually, you know what, life's not over, and you can take a complete left turn, like, become a tarot reader.
So is there some of you in this, then?
And then, well, yes, that,
I mean, of course
quite
there is. You're a writer.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a lot of everyone, and the joy of these, because it's a series and they're short, they're much shorter than a big, fat literary novel, that you could, you know, you've got to write them quite fast. So, for example, I was writing the plot for the third one. This is only the first one that's come out, and I'd met someone at the weekend who really annoyed me, and so I built a whole plot around how they got murdered.
It's a sort of writer revenge. I do like those
it's
stories.
It's lonely and mad, but it's, you know.
Yeah, but are you when you do that kind of thing in books, do you make it clear, sort of let it be known, as you just have, that is a real person, or do you sort of take a secret sort of internal pleasure from...
Internal pleasure. Yeah. You see, because with journalism, the difficulty with journalism is you want to make these kind of observations about the human race, but people are fragile when they're real, and I found it really difficult with journalism, just because you want to make jokes, because they're there to be made, and we're all absurd. All of us. But, you know, it's horrible being written about. And so if you can do it in fiction, then you're free. Free as you can make any number. You can kill people off. You can point out, you know, any number of cruel observations about them. But it doesn't matter because they're not real. Yeah. And the thing is, as a novelist, you kind of love your characters. And I hope that people, you know, that people can be absurd and monstrous. But I think, and this is my sort of woo-woo tarot reader, but everybody's kind of lovable, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, you obviously, led a sheltered life.
Sorry.
The other thing I want to ask you about is pseudonyms, right? Because obviously this isn't done under Daisy Wall.
Yeah.
This is done under E.V. Hart.
Yeah.
So what is it about, you, from a personal point of view, a pseudonym, and also the, not obsession with, but a lot of writers do this now.
They
always have, I suppose, but it seems increasing to me.
Yeah, they
do. So Why did you go for...
Well, the initials thing, a lot of female writers use initials because men won't read novels about
yes,
women.
Yes, I was reading an article
women.
About that only last week.
It's really annoying. In fact, I've just bought a novel that's about 10 men asking themselves at various stages in their lives, what does a man do now? And I bought it because it looked like a good book. It is a good book.
Yeah.
But the point is, can you think of a single man who would pick up and read a book that has 10 women at various stages of their life asking what does a woman do now?
It's not going to happen, is it?
It's not going to happen. Yeah, no. Yeah. So women, I think a lot of female writers since ever have used initials, or George Eliot.
Of course, Mary Ann Evans.
Yeah, is that I can't remember her real name.
So the only reason I know that is because I'm from Nuneaton, which is where she was from.
Oh,
so I kind of have an inbuilt
knowledge
of George Eliot that it doesn't necessarily translate to anyone else.
So that was that about. And for me, actually, because of the journalism, I the Daisy Waugh name got a bit kind of noisy with all the journalism. And, you know, when you're a tarot reader, when I was starting doing tarot reading, which was very left field, I didn't want people to think, oh, it's that sort of bitchy journalist. So what the hell am I going to pull my heart out to her for?
Yeah.
So actually, I use my married name. So in fact, I'm working under three names, but I've now kind of married them all back to the website.
That's just going to confuse you, isn't it? That's like a hitman or something trying to travel through countries remembering who you are.
Yeah.
But also, you know, we should, in terms of names, I mean, the legacy of your writing heritage, your dad and grandfather.
Yeah.
You know, for those that are going, hang on, who? Oberon, Evelyn. You know, I mean, huge, towering literary. Figure.
Massive, so that, yeah.
Was that always in the back of your mind? Do you find that a bit of a burden?
Massive burden. But then, you know, I've only ever been this person, so I don't know what it would be like to be. And I think there were, you get the confidence, you get the kind of absolutely ingrained in you, to think interestingly and not to talk in cliches. That sort of stuff is just absolutely right deep in my, you know, I can't imagine any, so that's a massive advantage. The thing of, I mean, I will never come out from under that shadow, which is obviously one of the reasons why. I mean, my grandfather was probably one of the greatest novelists of the 20th century.
Without a doubt, yeah.
Yeah, I just want to go to bed and cry.
So you're never going to get away with that.
But it's not. I'm not up against that. I mean, we all read different novels at different times, and I don't want to read Tolstoy every day. Sometimes I just want to read something that will make me laugh.
Yeah,
you know, and I'm on an aeroplane and I want to read it fast or something like that. So I'm not trying to.
Were you surrounded as a child, surrounded by sort of the literati that about with books? Did they read to you? And you know,
it was a very literary family. So yeah, and I think I think there were a lot of bad-tempered arguments about ideas. That's my main thing, I think. So everybody had very strong opinions that they had to fight their corner. So there was that, a lot of that. And I used to, they used to read poetry. Oh, God. They used to read poetry after supper and it used to just kill me with embarrassment. It was just like, oh. Anyway, and I don't think, it happened about once every 3 months, and I knew when it happened that it was going to end in a row and I'd be sent to bed. I don't think a single evening happened when they brought out the poetry when I wasn't sent to bed in disgrace. I was kind of shooting pea shooters for the
have a sort of inbuilt hatred of poetry.
Funnily enough, a million years later, I'm really, I know an awful lot of poetry now and I recognise it and love it. But at the time, oh, I couldn't bear it. Like all my siblings turned into turncoats. They all turned into goody goodies and started quoting poetry. So.
Yeah. All right, look, we're running out of it. We could go on. I mean, and
for sure.
Would
but
happily
anyway,
put.
The prime was Dolly Green.
There you go. There you go. There it is. The prime of Miss Dolly Green. Yeah. The tarot detective.
The tarot detective.
But there's far more we can talk about because, you know, there's all of that. There's the tarot stuff. We just haven't got time, Daisy. What can I say? You'll have to come back.
Oh, well,
hurry up and bring the other one out, and then I'll give you another
excuse.
It's
coming out in May, so I'm glad you mentioned that.
There we go. All right. Daisy Wall, thank you very much for coming in. Good to talk to you. It's coming up to 20 past a time. In the next bit of the programme. What time's your interview with Dizzy Rascal, by the way? I mean, we go, that's on one show.
We go from
Daisy Wall to Dizzy Rascal in one show. It's the dream team. It's what the people are clamouring for. What time is it? About 20 past three, is that going to happen?
Yeah.
Okay. We've also got work experience punditry on the way. Our work experience Zoe is in. She's going to be reviewing new music for you. She thinks it's a leg up into the industry. It's because we don't have to pay her. So that's happening on Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Undo the ties. Unleash your ambitions, untame your adventure, and make new decisions. Unmap your life with the award-winning Jeep Renegade. With legendary Jeep capability, 5-star safety rating, and touchscreen technology. And save an extra £2,000 in addition to existing offers when you test drive by the 30th of September. Unmap, unwind, and be Renegade.
Visit jeep.co.uk to claim your £2,000 test drive voucher.
Orders by 30th of September. Retail customers only. Participating dealers only. Savings against list price. T's and C's apply. Visit jeep.co.uk.
Back a bit. No. Forward. A bit more. Now, back. Forward. Wait. Forward.
At Valent, we can't help you get your van into the tightest spaces, but our award-winning EcoFit Pure Boilers with their rear flue option are designed to easily fit into small cupboards. And a boiler and flue pack costs from just £750 plus 20% VAT. Valent, with you all the way. Just search Valent EcoFit for more.
Back a bit! Perfect!
I'm an old school kind of guy. I don't use my phone for taking selfies, tagging friends, or sending texts full of emojis. But I do use my phone for having a flutter on the footy. And Betfred's Pick Your Punt has made me embrace the new. So if you've got a great idea for a bet, tweet it to hashtag Pick Your Punt and Betfred will tweet you back with the odds. Create unique bets with Pick Your Punt. So whenever you bet, Betfred.
18 plus T&Cs apply. Please bet responsibly. Gamblerware.co.uk. Selected events only. Markets made available at Betfred's discretion. Maximum stake applies.
When you're on the city and the footy's on TV, that's amore. When you've got all the matches without any catches, that's amore. When you're on the city and the footy's on TV, that's amore.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
What happens when you're working first thing in the morning and you find you don't have the right tool for the job? Answer: Screwfix. If you've got an early start or you're working late, don't worry. We're here 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. weekdays and early on weekends too. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In Lincolnshire, the A15 South Road is closed in both directions because of an accident between Cherry Holt Road and the A15 Bourne Road. Into Derbyshire, the M1 going northbound. Traffic's queuing after the earlier broken down van between Junction 29A and Junction 30. In Gloucestershire, the M48-7 bridge, we've got speed restrictions due to strong winds in both directions between Junction 1 and Junction 2 for Chepstow. And finally in Oxfordshire, the A34 going southbound, there's a lane closed and traffic's queuing because of recovery work to a broken down horse box. I'm Luke Duffy.
Can you read me a bedtime story?
Yes, my little princess. Once upon a time, there was a daddy bear and a mummy bear who had just sold their house in the woods, and they were very, very happy. But then Goldilocks told them if they'd used purple bricks, they would have had a proper estate agent without paying any commission. Now mummy bear keeps growling at me because apparently it's my fault. The end.
But that's a sad story, Daddy.
Yes, dear. Nightmare.
Save yourself from commissary at purplebricks.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. I am John Holmes, and it's just gone the time a little bit later than the time I told you it was about 5 minutes ago. And the time is where we like to help you if you have a hope and a dream, a Kickstarter project, if you like. Somebody, could be you, begging for the public coin by taking an idea and trying to turn it into a reality. We call it giving a Kickstarter a kick up the arse. And one such hoper and dreamer is on the line now. He's called Alex Church. Take me to church. Alex, hello, by the way, Alex. Hello, welcome to Talk Radio. Hello.
Thank you. Cheers.
Hi. Yeah, good. Right, that's the niceties out of the way. Alex, tell us about your Kickstarter plan.
So, it's a levitating hot air balloon light. It uses electromagnets, basically, to hold a hot air balloon above a base, which is made of wood. And yeah, we're putting on Kickstarter. Our aim is £10,000, yep. And we're getting there. We've just cleared 20% of the way there, and yeah, it's looking pretty positive.
Good. I mean, that's the sort of point of the exercise here, Alex, is that we get you on to you know, plug it a bit and try and, you know, it's our bit where we kick a Kickstarter up the arse, help it over the line. That's what we like to do, Alex.
Yeah.
As you know. So this is called Float.
Yeah.
Now you've timed this well, because if I said to you, "We all float down here, Alex," what would you think? What would you think of?
I can tell you flooding.
I tell you, what you'd think of is the new Stephen King film, the clown film.
Okay, I have not heard of that.
There you go. Right, there's a scare. Okay. How have you not heard of that, Alex? There's a scare. So, bloody students. There's a scary clown, right? In a in the Stephen King film. And it's broken all box office records, okay?
Yeah.
And it's a scary clown. It's not actually a clown. It's a pan-dimensional demon from the other side of space or something. But it takes on the appearance of a scary clown and scares the children, and it holds a floaty balloon. And its catchphrase, if you like, when it pulls kids into the sewer, is, "We all float down here, you'll float too." That sort of thing.
I'm thinking
you can incorporate that into your marketing campaign, as that's gone hugely popular. Everybody but you, Alex, has heard of it. So what I'm thinking.
That's classic. Been working too hard on the project.
Exactly. Well, that's fine. We forgive you for that. That's fine. But what I'm thinking is you need to capitalise on the word float now, because everyone's talking about the word float, right? So I'm just helping out here. So so at the moment, what you've got here is it's a light, as you said, in the shape of a hot air balloon. We should be clear it's not the size of a hot air balloon, right?
It definitely isn't, no.
No. So talk us through exactly what it looks like and how it works.
So, as we've just discussed, it's in the shape of a hot air balloon.
Yeah.
It has a base that we've made out of wood that will possibly be a roco, maybe oak, when it's actually produced. And that's basically just a circle. It's about just under an inch thick.
Yep.
And under there we have the circuit. So that's got the electromagnets, the mother magnet, which is the big one that runs around them, and, basically the rest of the circuit inside that.
Yeah.
And then on top of that we have the magnet itself that sits about 20 millimeters above it, and you can see clearly the gap underneath it.
Yeah.
And then on top of that we have the balloon itself, and the basket's made out of laser cut MDF, and we've basically layered that up, and inside will sit the circuit for the light itself, which is just a LED.
Yeah. What made you go for a balloon? I mean, presumably you could have floated anything.
Yeah. So basically, my dad gave me a trip in a hot air balloon, and I thought this would be pretty cool. I've heard of magnets being levitated before.
Yeah.
To check them out, and they just came together.
Yeah.
Two ideas. So yeah. It was
It's right, isn't it? Because it's obviously got the shape of a light with the balloon, and you get above it, so I can kind of see the point of that. But when I read on your site using levitating technology, you sort of go, I didn't even know there was levitating technology. This is amazing. And then, of course, you're right. It's a magnet. So it works on the same principle as that. Is it in Japan where there's a levitating train, isn't there, that operates on it?
Yeah, maglev train,
That's it. Yeah, good. You'd know that. So the science is kind of there. What else do we use levitating magnets for?
So there are lots of displays similar to the ones that we're producing now. There's been a previous Kickstarter project where people have floated a light bulb, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's more for display at the moment in terms of the size that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Where it's big in industry, as you've just said, is the trains in Japan.
Yeah.
Because there's no friction between the train and the track, so it can just run a lot faster.
Mm.
At the moment, it's mainly being used for just display. Induction you can get through it, so potentially you can charge a phone through a gap.
Do you have a science background, Alex? What's your interest in this? Because you do design, don't you? Is that right?
I do study design. Yeah, yeah. I've also studied physics, but don't do that anymore.
Right.
it's mainly design focused. I didn't actually design the circuit myself. That was taken from another idea, but I've been fancy in the past, but yeah.
And what's your overall goal? Is this to sort of get it into those sort of shops that sell these quirky but aesthetically pleasing things to have around the home? Is that kind of the...
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. It's a gift. Home furnishing type kind of thing.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And in terms of, you have to plug the base in, presumably, but you don't, obviously, the bulb itself inside is, what, battery powered, is it, in the actual balloon? Is that how it works?
Yeah. So there are two 1.5 volt little button batteries that you just find in most little devices. You know, you get those a fake candle, a little LED power.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really similar to that kind of circuit. And then at the top, there's a little toggle switch, a couple of millimetres tall, and you can just switch it on and off.
Yeah. I think you should expand it. I mean, good, this is all good. And it looks great. I mean, it does, you know, it's all those sort of talking points in the home, isn't it? I can see why, you know, people would go for that. But yeah. I think you should expand it to actual balloon size.
that would be a dream come true. Yeah, that would be pretty kind cool.
You could invent a new travel. Yeah, you know, it's already well the Japanese having the trains, but they haven't got magnetic balloon travel, have they?
No.
I think you should expand your horizons, Alex.
Yeah.
just make it huge. That was huge, because you know, hot air balloons have fire in them. They're dangerous. I think people will go on magnetised ones much easier. All right, look, where do we find you? What do we search for? Should we wish to indulge your passion by sharing coin?
So, if you go right on the Kickstarter website, type in Float at the top, it should be the first one up there.
Yeah.
Otherwise, just a simple internet search, Float Kickstarter does the trick, I'm pretty sure.
We all float down here. Do you, no, you know what that means. You can keep saying that to people. Can you spin, when it's in the air, you can spin the balloon as well, presumably, can you?
You can, yeah. It spins pretty nicely.
Yeah.
You can blow on it and just make it faster and slower without rocking it as much.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can spin it pretty easily and it slows down when you'd like it to.
Good. The last kind of, you know, great life-changing balloon invention was probably the Hindenburg, and that didn't end well. But I don't see this having the same problem.
Hopefully it won't burn down.
Don't fill it with hydrogen.
Yeah.
Alex, thank you. Alex, a pleasure to talk to you. There we go. Well,
thank you very much.
You're welcome. You'll float too. That's Alex. He has invented Float. He and a friend there, which is this balloon lamp that works through electromagnetics to levitate it into the air. It looks really good. So, Kickstarter, he told you where to find it. But if you have a Kickstarter project you'd like us to help you kick up the arse by talking about it on the radio, then you know how to get in touch. 87222. Start your message. At Talk Radio on Twitter. Start your message with any word you like. I'm John Holmes, and you're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons.
Talk Radio.
And at 2:32, Alex has got the news.
A pay rise cap has been lifted for prison and police officers, but they're still not getting as much as the inflation rate. Official figures show the cost of living has risen to 2.9%, while the salary increases won't be more than 2%. Three men, including two British soldiers, have appeared in court charged with terror offences. They're accused of membership of a banned neo-Nazi group and of exchanging racist messages, including plans for a race war. One of them, Alexander Deakin, told Westminster Magistrates Court he believes he's innocent. His defence solicitor, Kevin Smallcombe, says these cases are always complex.
There's a lot of information which has been put, but still an awful lot to come. And once that does reach us, then we'll be in a position to advise him fully and Mr. Deakin to make an assessment of the situation.
Air accident experts are working at the scene of a plane crash on the Queen's Sandringham estate in Norfolk. A pilot and his passenger died when their aircraft came down yesterday morning. A man arrested over the death of a woman at Bestival's also being questioned on suspicion of supplying a controlled drug. Luella Mickey's body was found in Woodland at the festival site in Dorset yesterday. She's the daughter of Holby City actor John Mickey. The GMB union says workers at the Sellafield nuclear site in Cumbria will go on strike later this month in a row over pay. It says its members will walk out over an imposed rise of 1.5%. And the weather, plenty of sunshine this afternoon, especially in the east, bringing highs of 19 degrees. But for central parts of the UK, that is all set to change tonight. The first named storm of the year, Storm Aileen, is being forecast to bring winds of up to 75 miles an hour. Marco Petagna is from the Met Office.
Things will deteriorate from the west as we go through the afternoon. We're seeing some wet and windy weather moving in from off the Atlantic. But a very active jet stream, and that's pushing a fairly deep area of low pressure towards the UK for this evening into the overnight period, and could cause one or two problems, I think, for the rush hour tomorrow morning too.
There's more news in half an hour.
Good. No, you don't want an overactive jet stream, do you? That's a visit to the doctors right there.
What time's that hitting? Because I have a tent in my garden drying.
Where do you live?
I don't want to say it.
Bromley.
South London.
Well, were you listening to anything I was just saying? Central parts of the UK.
I thought you said central parks in the UK. My house backs onto a park.
No, you didn't. You just weren't listening.
He wasn't listening.
No, he wasn't.
Thank you, Alex. That's now, right. You will be back on the half hour, of course, but in 1 hour's time, bonus news today.
Bonus news.
Which is vegetable news. So, I don't know whether you started to research it or you could...
No. I've been writing news.
Right, but not vegetable-based.
No.
No, if you could ignore the actual news for a while and concentrate on vegetables.
Because there's a lot happening in the world of vegetables that you might be missing. We just don't know.
That's true.
All right. Thank you, Alex. Dibble.
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 Holmes.
Wibble.
Dibble. Next, we bring you Work Experience Punditry. Thanks, Alex.
Cheers.
Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio.
Hello, Newmanoids. Big news. Gary Newman, your god, will be joining me, Sam Delaney, on Live at Drive here on Talk Radio this afternoon. Gary Newman will get out of his car and speak to me. We'll also be doing all the big news stories of the day. There'll be loads of analysis, and there will be Gary Newman.
Stop. Look. Listen to Sam Delaney.
Live at Drive today from 4 o'clock.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Indeed we shall. And there's still much to come on the programme. The big debate at 3 o'clock. Our exclusive interview with Dizzy Rascal from the Bestival site. Dizzy Rascal playing, of course, that Cornelius was our correspondent at Bestival. He went there with the his sole instruction for working the weekend at Bestival was to secure an interview with Dizzy Rascal, the hugely influential and successful grime artist of course, and Cornelius, I think I'm right in saying he's got the only exclusive interview with him, recorded on site at Bestival. So we'll be bringing you that. What time, Cornelius? About 20 past.
20 yeah, about 20 past yeah. three.
So Daisy War was on the show there. I mean, you know, granddaughter of the great Evelyn War, an incredible heritage there. But and Dizzy Rascal at the other end of the programme. I mean, that's proper.
Grandson of the great Evelyn Rascal.
Yeah, it's just fantastic, brilliant. Who was king of the castle as well, weirdly. Not one of the dirty rascals, one of the king ones. Yeah. He should have called himself Dirty Rascal, that's a better name. Anyway, doesn't matter. We have an interview with Dizzy Rascal that Cornelius has done in around 40 minutes' time. But before that, music in mind, because it's time for Work Experience Punditry. Is our work experience today, and she has been reviewing, or will be about to review, but she's certainly been listening to brand new music. That's how we get our work experience people involved in the media. We give them microphone time, away from the kettle, away from the filing, away from the photocopying. Move away from Julia Hartley Brewer. She will punch you. Let's get you in the safety of the studio to review the music. Hi, Zoe.
Hello.
Hi there. Good to see you again. Thank you for coming in. Where are you going to start today?
I think we should start with Kelly Clarkson.
Now, tell us about Kelly Clarkson.
So, back in the day, about 10 years ago?
All right.
She was great. She came off American Idol. She has really good songs. Since You've Been Gone, Because of You... back in 2004, actually, so more than 10 years ago. And she's just coming out of the new album, which is not the same Kelly Clarkson that we used to know, I don't think.
Well, I can't really remember the other Kelly Clarkson.
Can you not?
Not really. That wasn't really my thing, probably. She...
Since You've Been Gone, I remember is a song. It's not the one you're thinking. It's not a cover.
By Rainbow.
It's not
Rainbow. Since You've Been Gone.
No.
Since You've Been Gone, I'm out of my head, can't take it all. That.
No. Since You've Been Gone.
Yeah.
Since You've Been Gone, I'm out of my head, can't take it all.
No.
Could I be wrong?
No.
But since you've been gone.
Stop it.
You cast a spell, so
why don't we
break
play some
it
actual on. Music? Yeah.
All right, and Kelly Clarkson. I think Ritchie Blackmore's Rainbow first did that in 1978.
she's got hiccups in it.
Yeah, that kind of high pitched end to it.
Can we play it just again from near the end?
Hiccups.
Yeah, listen.
She has. You're right. It's not very good, is it?
Well, I mean, you two were dancing away the whole time.
I quite liked it.
Right. What was she trying to cordon off? Some soft love?
Love so soft.
Yeah, and she was trying to cordon it off or something. What did she say? She was trying to...
I'm not even sure. I was so disappointed. I was like, I want 2004 Kelly Clarkson back. That...
What was the difference? I mean, I honestly can't remember that.
It was more powerful. It was more... I guess this
more
is probably
iconic.
More... Yeah. Good karaoke sort of situation.
Right.
Whereas this is kind of more brassy, and critics are loving it. Everyone's like, "Yeah, it's great." You know, she's completely changed it. But I'm not.
You're not
sold.
Convinced.
I'm not.
Has she been away for a while? I mean, what's the gap between old Kelly and new Kelly?
I think there's been stuff in between, but that has completely gone past me. And
children, I've just been told in my ear by a producer.
There we go. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
There we go.
So it's busy. Fair enough. There you go. But like I said, I remember the name, but as a pop tune, I suppose it's fine, isn't it?
I guess so. I think we've had worse.
I mean, I'm just reading the lyrics, actually. Marta's just put the lyrics up in front of me.
Okay.
Love so soft, you ain't had nothing softer. I mean, that's not a great date, is it? break it, then you buy it. It's sure gonna cost you. Love so soft that you can't rub off.
She's really thought about that stuff.
I mean, I'm not passing a comment there.
No.
But I'm suggesting Viagra would be...
No, perhaps I don't think it's about that,
in the
John.
Order. Well, it says it there.
No, of course not. It's about metaphors.
You're going to love it if you try it. Got you hooked, now you're caught up. Love so soft, so soft. Love so soft, so soft.
That got you caught up, that's with kids.
Is it?
I don't know, maybe.
Don't drag kids into that. That's
No.
Does she write her own stuff?
I guess she used to.
I don't know.
Don't know if she does anymore.
Probably not. It's a pop star. Of course she doesn't. Right. Well, she might do, I don't know.
All right. Well, great. Good insight, Cornelius. Glad you're here.
I just thought... my guess would be that she doesn't, but I can't just go, nah, she doesn't, because then she could go... Yes, I do. Can I have some money now, please?
Yeah, you're right. Just to clarify, we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know. All right, Kelly Clarkson. Well, look, we're going to take traffic and travel, and then we'll be back talking about...
Nadine from the Girls Aloud, that's the way it is. Do you remember Girls Aloud?
Yes.
So we're having a little bit...
Yeah.
She's written a song.
Is she?
Which you're going to love Kelly Clarkson after you hear her song.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, that's coming. Anything good?
Yeah, we've got Foo Fighters.
Now you're talking. All right, so all that coming in the next bit of the programme. Listen to Talk Radio, it's Work Experience Punditry. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake.
For Stand Up to Cancer, we're about to get ballsy with our bakes. We're going to play a little game of cupcake roulette.
Okay, we've only got a few left. Let's mix and mingle them. I can't even finish that. That is the rankest thing I have ever...
It tastes like a cake's fallen into fish and chips.
See the full video of my ballsy bakes right now on Talk Radio's Facebook page or on Twitter at Talk Radio.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
At Wix, we know our trade customers are interested in running a better business. That's why we've launched Wix Trade Pro. It gives the trade access to exclusive discounts, offers and rewards, so everything's always cheaper. Sign up in store, online or via the Wix Trade Pro app today. Wix, let's do it right.
Money.
Unless you win the lottery.
Get lucky with a metal detector.
Or strike Kyle in your back garden.
It doesn't come for free, but at least it's protected for free. Because should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union, the Financial Services Compensation Scheme protects up to £85,000 of your money. Search FSCS Protected. For more information,
new on ITV.
Andrew and I went out on a date.
Hi.
Hi.
She invited me back to hers.
He poured the wine.
We never said anything. We were just in the moment, you know?
Two sides, one truth.
You have to answer for what you've done.
What do you mean answer for what I've done? I haven't done anything.
Brand new drama, Liar, continues Monday at 9 on ITV. Catch up on the ITV Hub.
I found a nippy runaround in red. The dealer mentioned credit, so I said... I had it done and dusted from a website that I trusted. Car Finance 24/7's what I said.
Apply now at carfinance247.co.uk. Car Finance 24/7 Limited are a credit broker, not a lender. All circumstances considered. Representative APR 27.4%.
Car Finance 24/7. Car Finance 24/7. Get your finance first and then you're good to go.
The first thing you'll notice when you open the new Screwfix catalogue is just how many brand new products there are inside. The second thing you'll notice is how everyone else suddenly wants a look. Oi, get your own. Pick up your free copy of the new Screwfix catalogue today from any of our 530 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In South Yorkshire, the M180 going eastbound, there's a lane closed due to a broken down vehicle between Junction 5 for Stainforth and Junction 4 for Scorby. In Lincolnshire, the A15 South Road, that's closed in both directions due to an accident between Cherry Holt Road and the Bourne Road. Into Oxfordshire now, the A34 going southbound, we've got one lane closed and traffic slow moving there because of a broken down car at the Marcham interchange. And finally in Gloucestershire, the M487 bridge, speed restrictions in place due to the strong winds, that's in both directions at the minute between Junction 1 and Junction 2 for Chepstow. I'm Luke Duffy.
Okay, class, now relax and breathe in and out. Imagine a beautiful white beach.
Inhale happy thoughts.
You've just sold your house and you're overcome with joy. But since then, you've discovered Purple Bricks. Free valuations, 24/7 service, a proper estate agent, but with no commission. And you're not angry at all, not in the slightest, and breathe out.
Keep calm and save yourself from commissary at purplebricks.co.uk.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Hello, let me extend a formal invitation to you on behalf of me, Paul Ross, and the next Full Set Breakfast. Join us. I say us because, Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, do. The show's just lazy without a burst of McEndrew. Daisy McEndrew joining me, Paul Ross, on a breakfast show made for two.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Keep peddling, Daisy. I'm not just relaxing you at the back.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Indeed we shall. Sir Peter Hall has sadly died. He was the founder of the Royal Shakespeare Company, director of the National Theatre for many years. Of course, hugely influential in the world of theatre. He's died, I think, at the age of 86. There has been a lifting of the public sector pay cap, which has been very controversial. As you'll know, firefighters still not mentioned in terms of what they're going to get. We don't know. The police, 2% pay rise. Prison workers, 1.7%, I think the figure is. So that's been happening. There was the Brexit bill last night, of course. The storm Aileen, come on Aileen, is on its way to Britain and should hit tonight in the central parts of the country. There is a lot going on. It's already complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, it's all right, Cornelius. Don't you worry, because we're here to help anybody in the same boat. And what we do is we take the news and we analyse it. Current affairs analysed through short form Oriental verse. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
As if things can't get worst for Irma victims. Boris Johnson's coming.
Those poor people.
Haven't they suffered enough?
They've suffered enough. It's awful, isn't it? He's a Category 5 buffoon. Now, in the next bit, of course, we will be talking music. That's why Zoe is here reviewing music for us. Well, we've already discussed the return of Kelly Clarkson, who I will be honest with you. I don't even remember her the first time round particularly, but we've decided you don't like her comeback particularly.
I don't, no.
So we've got there. Where are we going next?
Let's get Nadine out of the way.
Yes. So let's this is Nadine that. Coyle.
Yes.
Is that her name?
Yeah, I think.
Okay. And she was in Girls Aloud.
She was. I think she was one of like the main ones.
Right.
You know how there's in a group you've also got those ones that kind of fall to the front a little bit.
Aren't they all? The other one I know, of course, is Cheryl Tweedy Cole.
Yeah.
And the only reason I know that is because she punched a toilet attendant in the eye during an altercation about some Chupa Chup lollies in a nightclub in Guildford in 2003. She was subsequently prosecuted, and the judge, in his summing up, called her a violent thug, which we all seem to have forgotten, but I like to remind the nation every now and again when the opportunity crops up. Yeah.
It's not just that. Another one just won Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh, the other one, Sarah...
Sarah Harding?
That's it.
Right. Yeah, there we go. Just won Celebrity Big Brother.
So they're all popping up everywhere.
Yeah. Okay.
Who were the others? Can we name the others?
Nicole is the ginger one.
Oh, right. Mm.
Good. But I think, was there another? Oh, there was another one, but I can't remember her name at all.
It's literally not important.
No.
So Nadine, she's one of them. She's got a new single out.
Yes. So Girls Aloud split up in 2012.
Right.
She's had a single out between then and now, but who knows what happened with that or what even it sounded like.
Right.
I think so. This new track is called "Go to Work."
Yep.
I'm gonna just let you listen to it.
Oh, and right. Then okay. I can't
then
wait.
Discuss.
Here it comes. Why don't you go to work? Do your 9 to 5. Gotta treat me right. You need to earn your stripes. Why don't you do your thing? Bring the money home, just like Mama done. Why don't you go to work? Why don't you go to work? Yeah, well, we might mock it there, but
yeah.
That's the first dance at Chloe's wedding on Saturday, so that's what she's chosen. That's so good. Kimberly Walsh, by the way, was the other one.
Oh, yeah.
She was one of the big ones at the time, I reckon.
Don't body shame her.
No. I meant one of the more known personalities.
Oh, I see, right. They've got personalities? Right. Okay, well, that's Nadine Coyle.
Go to work.
And it was quite rubbish, wasn't it?
It's absolutely dreadful. I can't even try and explain what that was, because the lyrics just like, why don't you go to work? Well, yeah. Why don't you go to work?
Yeah.
She's put no work into this song. Like, it's just...
She wants to be treated right. I learned that from the lyrics. Yeah.
It's basically about a guy that she's trying to get up out of bed, go to do your 9 to 5 job.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Right.
I like to read reviews when we're looking into the songs and everything. Mm. And people are like, the production's on point. She's giving sassy lyrics. It's great. I don't know if they've listened to the same thing we have, but I just can't. I can't deal with it.
Yeah. Well, it's not my thing, but I guess, you know, I can. It's quite catchy.
It's
I can
a
see
capitalist
it being...
album, isn't it? It's basically work, consume, die, but in a song.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know, everyone go to work. and then the next one will all be about consuming.
Yeah.
And following the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one will be dying peacefully.
Well, what a great pop album it turns out it's going to be. I mean, it's just pop music. It's, you know, I can see children liking it or something,
though,
can't you?
In the world of pop music.
I mean, yeah, it's always been there and it's bubbling under. I'll tell you what it's a bit like. It's like it's the metaphor here with the film It.
How so?
You see, well, because what you get occasionally, something evil rears its head, right? Every few years, something like that happens.
Yeah.
And you can't do anything, and it turns up, and it causes devastation, and it's evil, and it sort of drags music into the sewer for a bit. Isn't it?
That definitely.
You'll float too. And then...
You just have to not be scared of it.
Yeah, and it sucks up children's fear and becomes stronger. And that's Nadine Coyle. She's an evil clown. That's what I'm saying. Where now?
Let's just go for Foo Fighters.
Yes, good idea. New single from the Foo Fighters. What's it called?
The Line.
The Line. Now, I haven't heard this yet. Sky is a neighbourhood.
It's all about queuing, isn't it? It's another order-based song.
Well, before we talk about it.
Yes.
Let's hear it.
Let's do it.
Foo Fighters. See, that's more like it, isn't it? That's better.
Yeah, much better.
We can all agree on that.
For sure. I think when we discussed The Sky is the Neighbourhood a few weeks ago, we said classic Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
That's what I like about this as well. It's kind of what you expect. It's not as shouty as they can be. It's got, you know, nice
guitars. They just do good melodies, don't they?
Yeah.
They do good rock melodies. And, you know, with a hook, you can kind of get into... And it's sort of like, yep, you know what you're going to get, and that's
I think this is going to be a catchy one, where people would just kind of adhere to the lyrics really quickly, and it would just be a, yes, I love The Line, that's a great one.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know whether classic, it's going to go down as classic, but I haven't heard the whole thing, so I don't know, but...
I reckon... You
know, they don't often put a foot wrong, really, do they?
If you like them,
and you like that stuff... You know, and they're brilliant live. Of course, one of the best live.
Really good.
So there's all that. And when's the album out?
15th of September.
It's called
Concrete and Gold.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are like, you know, it's going to be a classic Foo Fighters, three or four bangers, and then the rest will be a bit meh. But I don't know. I think it's got potential to be a decent one.
Can we squeeze one more?
No, I'm afraid not. Sorry.
Oh, why don't we just leave out Nadine Coyle then, and then we could have all been better off. Oh, well. Zoe, thank you very much
for
coming in. Work experience punditry. Zoe there, rounding up the music for us. Now, in the next bit of the programme, the big debate at three. Then we will, well, with music in mind, we have our exclusive interview from the Bestival site at the weekend, Dizzy Rascal, on this show. Cornelius was sent to interview him for the show. That's the whole reason for going to Bestival. Managed to get an interview with him. Grime artist, Dizzy Rascal, who's hugely influential. Huge name. One of the biggest artists we've probably had on the show, I would imagine. And in about 20 minutes' time, here Cornelius' interview from Bestival.
I don't want people to be disappointed.
How can he be disappointed? It's Dizzy Rascal, for heaven's sake. Absolutely amazing. Yeah. Brilliant news. And a game of snowflake buckaroo on the way in the last half an hour as well. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Hems.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show that's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses, driving you up the wall and around a U-bend with outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
The countdown has begun. This Friday is a EuroMillions jackpot event, and there's a stratospheric £115 million up for grabs. Get your ticket. Winning this Friday would be out of this world. EuroMillions from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing.
Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing, too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range on 3-year Ford options. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Together, we go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted from June the 1st to September the 30th, 2017. And registered between June the 1st and September the 30th, 2017. Finance subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post for credit. Excludes selected models. Please contact your Ford dealer for more information.
Whether your business is small or large, your ambitions for it are always big. And so are ours. That's why, no matter what size your business, we have local business relationship managers who'll help you along the way. So with us in your corner, the sky's the limit. To see why we've been awarded Business Bank of the Year 3 years running, visit santanderbusiness.co.uk. Here to help your business prosper. Santander.
Business Money Facts Award 2015 to 2017.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In September, we've got an 1,800 by 900mm sheet of 12.5mm standard board plasterboard for only £3.29 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk radio.
3 o'clock, good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Alex has got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, modern slavery gang jailed, public sector pay cap lifted, and tributes paid to ex-National Theatre director.
Talk radio.
Nine members of the same family who ran a modern-day slavery ring in Lincolnshire have been jailed for a total of 79 years. The gang was led by Martin Rooney, who received a 10-year sentence. Sky's Tom Parmenter reports from Nottingham Crown Court.
These men who were victims, 18 or so of them, were recruited by the Rooney family, picked up from the streets quite often, or hostels or homeless shelters, plied with alcohol, given promises of work, and effectively were bought into the family firm on little or no wages at all.
Number 10 says it will show flexibility when it comes to public sector wages next year, comments that all but end the pay cap. Some workers have already been told what rises they can expect. Prison officers, they're to get a 1.7% rise, while police officers are getting 2% more. But General Secretary of the Trades Union Congress, Francis O'Grady, says that's still below inflation.
People will see it as an insult. After seven long years, public servants are angry and frustrated that they appear to be being treated with contempt.
Two British soldiers have appeared in court charged with being members of the banned neo-Nazi group National Action. They're part of a group of three accused of exchanging racist messages, including discussions about a white-only Britain. A man's appeared in court to deny stealing from victims of the Manchester Arena bombing. Chris Parker's accused of taking a teenager's mobile, and Pauline Healy's purse as her granddaughter, who was 14, lay dying nearby. The 33-year-old has been released on bail until his trial, which is scheduled for January. Work started in Sheffield on Boeing's first ever manufacturing plant in Europe. Business leaders say the opportunities for jobs, training and innovation it offers cannot be overstated. The aerospace giant's new facility is due to open late next year. And the founder of the Royal Shakespeare Company, Sir Peter Hall, has been described as a colossus and a visionary following his death at the age of 86. Sir Peter, who also used to be the director of the National Theatre, passed away in hospital yesterday.
For in that sleep of death, what dreams may come? Hamlet. There. Good. Thanks, Alex, for that. Now, you will be back in half an hour.
I will.
With today's edition of Bonus News.
Mm-hmm.
For those just tuning in, by the way, Victoria, we think we're not sure whether she's off because she's ill or moody. She was both of those yesterday.
Mm.
One begat the other, I suspect.
Yeah.
If you're listening, Victoria, get well soon. Get less moody soon. But I think if she feels better, she'll feel better generally. That's my view of it. So Alex is with us today.
Mm.
But that means bonus news comes from your research.
Yeah.
Vegetable news.
Yeah.
Have you started to look into it?
No, I've been in meetings. I've been writing news bulletins. I've been eating a sandwich.
Right. Priorities,
have you found the vegetable news desk? Because
yes.
You have to sit on a different desk.
Yeah.
It's the one in the middle with the vegetables on.
Yeah.
So just to the right of the one.
Fine.
With the animals on.
Yeah, except the day that the animals are in, well, there's no vegetables because the animals tend to eat them.
Yeah.
Because they're herbivores.
Very good.
Anyway, have you got weather?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Sunshine and showers for most of today with highs of 19 degrees, but becoming increasingly wet and windy later on.
Thank you very much indeed. And now here's Toby with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. Chelsea boss Antonio Conte is the latest manager to call for help from the Premier League for English clubs in Europe. They open their Champions League campaign tonight against Azerbaijan's Karabag. Conte says when he managed Juventus in Italy, there was more interest from the league in their clubs doing well on the continent.
In my past, sometimes before the Champions League game, you rested. In England, it's not easy to do this, and if you want to do this, risk a lot.
Manchester United make their return to the competition tonight as well against Basel. Celtic welcome Neymar and Mbappe to Celtic Park as Paris Saint-Germain visit Glasgow. Former Southampton chairman Nicola Cortese has exclusively told TalkSport they'd struck a deal to sign Philippe Coutinho before Liverpool. He says a fee had been agreed with Inter, but when the Reds matched their offer, the Brazilian's agent felt it would be more lucrative to go to Anfield. And Wales flanker Sam Warburton will miss the Autumn Rugby Union Internationals. He needs surgery on a neck injury. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much indeed, Toby. Or not Toby? That is the question.
No, it was Toby.
It was actually Toby. No, there's not really any need for a question. So, good afternoon, Talk Radio. In the next bit, the big debate. Then our exclusive interview with Dizzy Rascal. That is on the way. I'm John Holmes, it's Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So just said all that. Yes, good afternoon, Talk Radio. 7 minutes past 3 o'clock. I am John Holmes. And what do we know today? Well, we know that the Texas senator and former presidential candidate Ted Cruz yesterday apparently liked a streaming hardcore pornography video on his own official Twitter page. Now, amusingly, the Twitter porn page owners spotted the like and tweeted Senator Cruz saying, "Thanks for watching, Ted." Now, Ted didn't reply and later unliked it. Now, to be fair to Mr. Cruz, everyone does like to commemorate 9/11 in their own different ways. And why the hell shouldn't an old man who has previously employed a porn actress in one of his campaign adverts, or who tried and failed to ban sex toys in Texas in 2007, watch a 2-minute clip of some incest-themed hardcore pornography in the comfort of his own verified, very public Twitter account? Why shouldn't he be allowed? And note it was pornography too, not even goodnography. Now, on the line, having called Talk Radio, is listener Bobby, I think. Hello, Bobby.
Hello, John.
Good afternoon.
It's Bobby.
Yes, I said that. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Bobby.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Now, you heard me there talk about streaming, of course. But when several streams, this is what you've told our researcher, when several streams come together, they form a river, and that's what you've got a problem with.
Well, yes. Now, I must stress, right, now, I don't hate rivers, right? I'm just very disappointed in them.
Right.
Okay? Now, all they do is fill up with water, creating barriers and making life difficult for people. Now, I live in Newcastle, yep, right, which you may be aware has the River Tyngan right through it.
Yes, it
now,
does.
If you
Well,
if you concreted over the whole river,
yeah,
right, it'll mean that people could walk or drive over it without having to use a bridge.
Yes.
Now, the whole river could be turned into a motorway.
Yes.
And you can make it easier to access the coast. Or if you wanted to go up into the hills for a walk, you know, you could just go down the river. In a car.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. And it's quite a wide river, isn't it?
It's quite wide through the town. I mean, obviously, at the top of it, it's not very wide, you know, because, you know, that's how rivers work. But towards the sea, it gets bigger as well, you know.
Yeah.
But I think it should just all be motorways. And not just the Tyne, all of them, the Thames.
Yeah.
You can make your way through central London pretty damn fast.
That would be good, wouldn't it? It'd be like a super highway through the middle of London, but just concrete.
Yeah, but I'd never go there because it's full of southern softies, you know.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Bobby, stay on the line because you make a very good point there. But I want to bring in Joaquin. Hello?
Yeah, it's Joaquin, John.
Joaquin.
It's quite simple, Joaquin.
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 Joaquin. Thank you. Joaquin. Thank you for
Joaquin.
for joining us. Joaquin. Now, you've heard Bobby there. A good idea, that, isn't it? Get rid of rivers, turn them into motorways. Problem solved traffic-wise.
It's a rubbish idea, John. What are we going to do with our entire boating industry? What are we going to do about all the people that live on houseboats in the River Thames?
Well,
what are we going to do about the basic fishermen that need to use the rivers in order to get to the open water?
You could put fish somewhere else, couldn't you? Just take them out of there, put them in a pond or
the
something?
The sea, remember, the sea is still there.
Yeah.
I've got no problems with the sea, it's the rivers.
There you go.
Yeah, do you have any idea what you're going to do to the ecology of the entire country if you remove rivers?
Yeah, but the problem
you're basically going to be killing all forms of life that are less than 100 feet away from the shore.
Fewer. The problem is with rivers. Well, you've heard of Lazy River, haven't you? Somewhere down the Lazy River. They're lazy, aren't they, rivers? That's the problem with them. Lazy. They should get off their riverbeds and do some work. That's what people are saying.
They've got a hard job, John. They are basically bringing water from the sky to the mountains back to the river again.
Yeah.
What happens if you don't do that?
It's lazy, though.
Then the entire place falls apart.
Well, yeah,
so
but
listen. Give them a break.
No, just bottle all the water up and sell it for extortionate prices in shops.
Yeah, and that'll pay for the concrete.
And it would.
There you go.
And it would get rid of your water problem as well, you know?
Yeah, these lazy rivers. The criticism is, I'm playing devil's avocado here. I'm just saying what other people have said. Rivers are lazy, and I'm reading you the news article here in front of me. Rivers are lazy. You should get off the river beds and do some work. They claim benefits such as swans, reeds, and free dredging, right? And but it's not free, is it? Because at the end of the day, the taxpayer's got to pay for all of that. Joaquin.
Well, yeah, the taxpayers also have to pay for the cement, aren't they? Let's be honest, you're not going to pay for the cement.
Well, the bottled water would pay for the cement.
Oh, you're right. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you make of this?
Yeah, I thought this through.
I mean, water, you know, water doesn't grow on trees, does it? But it hangs in trees when it rains. And that provides jobs to migrant workers who come over here and pick the water out of the trees in order to put in the rivers. So I accept that there's some work there for people. We are talking about jobs, Bobby, and Joaquin has a point, doesn't he, in terms of just the job creation.
I would say you could also get rid of the trees around the rivers.
You get rid of the trees as well.
You could concrete out of the trees as well, you know. It was concrete out of everything, man.
Right.
If people like Bobby have their way, they're going to turn this entire country into some sort of dystopian urban landscape.
Yeah.
It'll be like 18th Thatcher Britain all over again.
That would be delicious.
Well,
that would be lovely.
They used to call Mrs. Thatcher, 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 the River Snatcher, didn't they? She used to take away... all school children in the 1970s had their own river. And what Mrs. Thatcher got in, and she, as an MP, she took those rivers away from the kids, didn't she? Earned her that nickname. So she was already onto it back then. If you look at the history.
I'm still angry about that, John.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame you. Can you get a bit angry? You know, just get a bit angrier.
I'm angry about that, John!
But you're for rivers.
Yeah, but he's angry about...
Shouldn't I be the angry one?
Yeah, he has confused it a little bit, if I'm honest with you. I mean, look, rivers flow out of somewhere, right? That's what rivers do, okay? Now, what you're talking about to get rid of them is maybe we retrain rivers. I know that'll cost, but, you know, that we might have to put up taxes for that. But if you retrain a river to flow backwards, right? A river backwards, anyway, is a revere, isn't it? A river backwards, a revere. And if you reverse it, it would go back to where it came from. Are you saying send the rivers back to where they came from? Is that what you're saying?
I am.
Yeah?
I'm saying concrete island,
yeah, I know.
To be honest.
I know, but are you a riverist? Are you a riverist?
I am a riverist. Now, can I tell you another reason why I didn't like them?
Yeah.
I'm disappointed in them.
Yeah.
And that's because of Boney M.
Yes.
Right. I had my whole childhood, right?
Right.
In right away from reception all the way to the F hour, I had to be singing the Rivers of Babylon song, and it just did me head in, man.
Yeah. Well, like that case,
the reverse of Babylon.
Where we shut down. Would you prefer?
Why would
what?
Why?
What?
What's the point of the song, man? Never knew it. That's yes, my dad.
Where we shut down.
Would you prefer?
I don't know how we wept.
Well, all right, but if we got rid of rivers, then you'd have this. Is that what you prefer? Where would you sit down? Where would you sit down if you got rid of rivers? If you were in Babylon right now, if I was to take you to Babylon, right, where would you sit down if you got rid of rivers?
On a chair.
They do have chairs in Babylon. That's a fair point. So you got a good point.
Yeah, but where are you going to get the wood? Where are you going to get the trees if there's no rivers? Then you're up the poop river, aren't you?
Without a chair.
And there we should probably leave that debate. Let's leave that debate up a poop river without a chair. Joaquin, could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please?
No.
Okay. Bobby?
Pooey with us.
Good. Thank you very much. Interesting, isn't it? The statistics, when you look at that. The government is saying 40,000 more rivers by 2018. Once again, it comes back to how we're going to pay for it. I don't know. What do you think? Do we need rivers? Should we have rivers? Should we concrete them over and turn them into roads, like Bobby was saying? Or should we embrace rivers, like Wahang was talking about there? We live in post-Brexit Britain now. We've got Victorian pipework and disposable nappies. Why do we need rivers? Let us know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake. Why not get involved?
From chili con cookies to cake au vin. Get creative in the kitchen and embrace the fundraising power of self-raising flour to help make serious dough for game-changing cancer treatments.
Go ahead, punk. Bake my day.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got a 25-kilogram bag of Rugby Premium Cement in plastic packaging for only £3.49 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal! To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill, Van Monster? Van Monster!
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, all with 6 months warranty and the Van Monster price match guarantee. Like these 2014 Ford Transit Customs from under £9,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
Minions, here's something to get really excited about. Sky Fibre Unlimited is now at our best price ever.
Yay!
Did I mention it's totally unlimited, so the whole gang can go bananas for catch-up TV and box set marathons?
Banana!
That's totally unlimited fibre for our tiny price of £25 a month for 18 months including line rental, plus a £19.95 setup fee when you join or recontract Sky TV.
Yay!
I thought you'd like it, guys.
Thank you.
Search Sky Fibre. Sky. Believe in better. Available in Sky Fibre areas. New 18-month contracts. Check speeds at sky.com. Further terms apply.
What can I get you?
What's a Kopi Joss?
It's coffee with charcoal.
I'm sorry, did you say charcoal?
Yes. Once we've prepared your cup of coffee, we take the burning hot charcoal and dunk it in the cup. We then let the fabulous burnt charcoal flavour infuse until the cup has gone completely noir. It's £10 a cup and totally delish.
I'll have a latte, please.
With the McCafe range at McDonald's, you'll be relieved to hear you get freshly ground coffee without the fuss.
McCafe. Great tasting coffee. Simple.
Right now, all Wren kitchens are half price, with an extra 25% off. And there's 10% off granite and quartz worktops, all when you buy five or more units. Hurry, ends Wednesday at 10 p.m.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Staffordshire, we have one lane closed now and queuing traffic due to an accident. It's on the M6 southbound between Junction 11 and Junction 10A for the M54. Travel time is around 20 minutes. Elsewhere in Somerset, we do have reports that the A371 station road is blocked in both directions. Some very slow traffic there due to an accident between the B3153 and East Hill Lane. And elsewhere in Gloucestershire, strong winds and restrictions on the M487 bridge. That's both directions between Junction 1 and Junction 2. I'm Sammy Jolo.
We oversee the commercial and operational interests of Bristol's affiliated football, rugby and basketball clubs. Our business is so much more than sport.
Sage Business Management Solutions support thousands of growing enterprise businesses just like Bristol Sport.
Sage gives us more time to focus on doing what we love, bringing the people of Bristol together.
From accounting in the cloud to payroll and payments, Sage has the right solution for your business. Discover more at sage.co.uk/stories. Be Sage. Build on.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Well now, Grime fans, I know you've been looking forward to this. We've been talking about it all afternoon. Earlier, Daisy Waugh, the author, of course, acclaimed author, joined us on the programme. And what a way to bookend a programme with an acclaimed award-winning columnist and author at one end and a legendary grime artist at the other. Now, it was Best of All at the weekend. Cornelius went there as, on behalf of Talk Radio, as Talk Radio's sort of roving reporter, to do specifically to do an interview with Dizzy Rascal. And, I'm kind of looking. I mean, he presumably said, you know, he was very on form, and I haven't heard this yet at all. I'm with you on this, but I'm just really pleased we managed to get it. So. Have we got it? Is it ready to go? Are we ready to go?
Yeah.
Recorded at Best of All.
Yeah.
Cornelius interviewing, on behalf of this show, very pleased, Dizzy Rascal.
It's Saturday. I'm here in Dorset for Best of All, the last festival of the season. And today, there's only one act that everyone is talking about.
Dizzy Rascal.
I can't wait to see Dizzy Rascal.
Guys, you looking forward to seeing Dizzy Rascal?
Yay!
Dizzy Rascal has had a new album out this year and is going on tour. So it's about time that I caught up with the Rascal to see what's going on.
Bonkers.
So here I am at Best of All, Cornelius Mendez on Talk Radio, about to meet Dizzy Rascal. We're just waiting around for him right now. Excuse me, are you Dizzy Rascal's person?
Yeah, Disney Rascal, yeah, that's me.
Sorry?
Yeah, Disney Rascal, that's me.
Oh, no, sorry, I'm waiting. I'm supposed to do an interview with Dizzy Rascal here.
Dizzy Rascal, yeah?
Yeah.
Is he coming to see our band?
Sorry, what's your band?
Our band's called Disney Rascal.
So, sorry, you're in Disney Rascal?
Yeah, Disney Rascal.
What
exactly is that? That is a thing where we get up and play ska punk versions of the songs from Disney films.
Okay, so you're playing Best of All as well?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're playing Big Top. Did you think you were coming to see Dizzy Rascal, did you?
I mean, yeah, that's what I was supposed to be. It's sort of the reason I'm here for the weekend, is to do sort of a big interview with...
Well, to be honest, that's why we try and hook a lot of our crowd into our gig. You know, it's admittedly the crowd that are not quite fully switched on to what's going on, but that is how how we get a few. Yeah.
I sort of prepared some questions for Dizzy Rascal, so...
All right, yeah. Well, I mean, if you want me to, I can answer them on his behalf, you know. I'll be his unofficial spokesperson.
So grime music has really come to the forefront in the past year or two. As one of the forefathers of it, how has it affected your act in recent years?
Well, you know, I would say that, getting really p***ed up and playing ska punk Disney songs, for example, that has affected me. It's affected my brain, certainly. Affected my mood sometimes. But largely, the effects have been positive, I would say.
What was it like playing the Olympic opening ceremony?
Oh, you know, I was there, you know, throughout it all at the Olympic ceremony, and that was, what can I say, just, it was beyond expectations.
Were you
really.
Actually, though?
No, not at all, no. I wasn't there, but I mean, for the purposes of the interview, you know, it was brilliant. I mean, I did all my classics, I did Bonkers.
Bonkers.
So it was great.
So, Disney Rascal, what's your favourite song to perform as them?
When I'm not being Dizzy Rascal, and when I'm being Disney Rascal instead, I like to perform King of the Swingers from The Jungle Book, because I feel like, I've done a bit of swinging in my time, so, you know, I enjoy that a lot. It really resonates with me as an artist.
Okay, well... Thanks very much. I'm going to spend the rest of the weekend looking for Dizzy Rascal. But
Yeah. You know, you just stay in touch with me. I might be able to hook you up.
Where can we find Disney Rascal online?
You can find them on Facebook in dark corners of the internet. So, look it up.
Okay. And through the power of post-production, let's hear to a little bit of Disney Rascal right now.
A mighty king, so enemies beware. Well, I've never seen a king of beasts with quite so little hair. Gonna be the main event, no king was before. Well, I'm brushing up on looking down and working on my roar. Thus far, a rather uninspiring thing. Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
So did you? Have we got the interview with Dizzy Rascal in a minute?
I didn't sort one out.
Right, but that was why you went to the.
Yeah, I know.
But the sole reason for going to the festival.
I'm aware.
I mean, I quite liked that Disney Rascal.
Yeah,
that
they
was
were
fine.
Good, actually, I went on to watch them, and they were really fun.
They are,
and
they
that guy
sounded,
who I interviewed
sounded fun.
Proposed to his girlfriend during the set, so big day for him.
Right.
Dizzy Rascal didn't do that,
So there's no, there isn't a, we haven't got.
No, they didn't.
Did you just get? Was it? Did you think it was a typo? Did you get confused?
I got confused. I don't know why.
Drunk?
No.
Yeah.
I was working.
Yeah. But you were drunk, weren't you? And that's why.
How do you know I was drunk?
Well, because
how do you know I was drunk?
You're always drunk.
No, I'm
so
not.
I think what happened was you went to interview. You thought up. You genuinely believed you were going to see Dizzy Rascal, but
I did, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, but I mean, you made a good fist of it.
Yeah, I mean, that was just as good. I mean, that was an exclusive interview as well. Dizzy Rascal didn't do any other interviews that weekend.
No, but no one else wanted the other interviews, did they? That's
why
probably.
Well, they should have.
Dizzy Rascal could have been a scoop for us, and a
so was Dizzy Rascal though.
Yeah. All right. Bit disappointed, but anyway. You got a chance to redeem yourself.
Mm.
I'm going to, because as we've been talking about on the programme for a number of weeks now, not overly talking about it, but just mentioning it and alluding to it, is that, and you mentioned there, this is what reminded me, of the man from Disney Rascal proposing to his girlfriend during the gig. Our very own Chloe, who works on the show, of course, and presses the buttons. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, Chloe.
Chloe is getting married on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How's it all going? I mean, you're not far away, Chloe. You're very calm and collected, I have to say.
Yeah.
So how's it, you know, preparations behind the scenes, how's it going? Where are we up to?
Fine.
Yeah.
Still happening.
Table, good, that's good news. Good.
Bought some wine.
Any doubts?
No doubts. Not at the moment.
Okay.
Ask me on Friday.
Yeah, we will. We'll ring you on Friday.
On air.
are you off on
when
Friday?
When my mum's here. Yeah.
What are you doing? You're being pampered.
No.
What are you doing on Friday then?
We've got to take 60 bottles of wine to Soho.
Yeah.
No, wait, hang on. Oh. About 100 bottles
of wine.
Did you
forget where your wedding is? Oh, I see.
In Soho.
Right. Good.
Check in to my hotel.
Right. Oh.
Get ready.
Yeah. Yeah, good. Well, the interesting news, as you'll know, is that one of your DJs for the evening is Cornelius.
It's me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you were drunk when you agreed to this as well, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
He got so into it. Yeah. I felt too bad.
You felt sorry for him.
Yeah.
And he's met Disney Rascal.
Well, that changes everything,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it changed my playlist a lot.
Oh.
So, but this is the thing. So what I'm going to challenge. We need. I don't want to, Chloe. I don't want you to get, because you've never heard Cornelius DJ, have you?
Has he ever DJed before?
No, and that's right. Why you've never heard it.
Yeah.
So this is the point. So what I thought we'd do, just to give you peace of mind, because I know it's going to be a stressful time getting married, all right? I know it can be a stressful time. So what I'm going to get him to do is a little practice for you. On tomorrow's show, okay, he's going to mash up some mixes, all right? And we'll premiere it on, just to give you an idea.
He's going to audition.
Yeah, but he's already got the job.
Yeah, yeah. Audition makes it sound like it's absolutely not certain that I'm happy.
The debut of Carpe EDM.
Yeah, yeah. Carpe EDM, that's my DJ name.
Is it?
I met one of the fellow DJs at Best of All, and she told me, I said, oh, you're going to Chloe's wedding, aren't you? She went, yes, I'm DJing. I went, yes, so am I. And she looked so disappointed, as if they're just handing out the DJ slots, like with the invitations,
which
basically.
Which is more or less what happened, to be honest with you. So I'm going to set you the task tonight of doing a little tape for...
A mashup. I've downloaded a program called
Nothing
Mix.
But Straight Up Bangers, please.
Straight Up Bangers,
okay.
Right, she jumped forward to the wedding night. Go on. So you've downloaded a what?
A Dex at sort of app.
Right.
Was it a program called
Virtual
Mix?
DJ?
Right. It's called Mix with three X's.
Three X's, I think.
It's going well, isn't it?
Anyway. So I can. I'll play with that tonight.
Good. So tomorrow we can sort of have a little taster of what Chloe can expect on the best day of her life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
Well, it's very much my big day as well.
I know.
Debut.
Yeah. Okay. So that's to look forward to tomorrow on the programme, of course. In the next bit of the programme of today, why don't you look forward to this? A game of Snowflake Buckaroo. You know Buckaroo. You dibble. You know Buckaroo with the donkey, don't you? The game.
Yeah. Buckaroo.
You've got a donkey, haven't you?
Yeah.
And you pile tools and stuff on it, and eventually it weighs it down. It kicks off, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like that, but with millennials. So what we've got is a millennial... Mm. And we pile upon that millennial, metaphorically, not literally, trigger phrases that make them go, ah, and kick off and run to their safe space. Two millennials battling it out in a game of Snowflake Buckaroo in the next half an hour here on Talk Radio in the afternoons. Alex is here with the news, though, at 3:31.
Talk Radio.
A gang has been jailed for a total of 79 years for running a modern-day slavery ring in Lincolnshire. Victims were forced to live in squalid conditions in caravans on little or no pay. The government's lifting its long-standing 1% cap on pay rises for some workers. In England and Wales, police officers will be awarded a 2% increase and prison officers 1.7%. Ministers haven't confirmed any changes for other public sector workers. Christina McInnes, the Assistant General Secretary of Unison, which represents civilian police employees.
It sounds as if it's only for police officers, and that's obviously a great concern to us, because they come with a whole army of people behind them who do all kinds of jobs to enable them to do the job that is the public facing part of that part of the public sector.
Three men, including two British soldiers, have appeared in court charged with terror offences. They're accused of membership of a banned neo-Nazi group and of exchanging racist messages, including plans for a race war. Air accident experts are working at the scene of a plane crash on the Queen's Sandringham estate in Norfolk. A pilot and his passenger died when their aircraft came down yesterday morning. The driver of a London bus, who had a woman pushed in front of the vehicle by a jogger, has told Talk Radio it was like nothing he's ever experienced before.
I was in shock because of this. Somebody came on my path and been pushed on my path. We actually have a lot of near misses every day, but that's probably the first time that somebody been pushed on my way.
That's Olivier Salbris, whose quick response saved the life of the woman on Putney Bridge in May. The jogger who pushed her in front of the bus still hasn't been caught. And hospitals have been warned to brace themselves for a busy winter amid fears a heavy outbreak of flu could reach the UK from overseas. The health service in Australia and New Zealand is under pressure from it at the moment. The weather, sunshine and showers for most of the day with highs of 19 degrees. But the central part of the UK is set to be hit by Storm Aileen tonight, which is forecast to bring winds of up to 75 miles an hour. There is more news in half an hour.
There's more now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because it's time for today's edition of Bonus News, brought to us by sort of supply newsreader Alex Dibble. dear boy.
Dear boy.
Because Victoria has gone off in a mood. So, today we bring you... She was ill yesterday. She wasn't very happy about it. I don't blame her. So she's off today anyway. So Alex is here, but it's all right because those who wish to get their fix of animal, vegetable and mineral news need not worry. Today we bring you vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Alex has the vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
A woman is suing an American airline claiming an aubergine sauce damaged her teeth. It's reported the passenger... What is funny about that? It's reported the passenger dipped some pita bread into the sauce, but that there was a pebble in it, so when she took a bite, disaster ensued, requiring extensive dental work. It's hoped a new range of supermarket vegetables will encourage kids to eat their five a day. Butternut squash, in the shape of stars, has gone on sale with plans to replicate it for other vegetables.
Stop me there.
We didn't get to discuss story one.
Oh, what? I thought I was just reading.
This is a panel feature.
Okay, yeah. Aubergine sauce.
Aubergine sauce.
I mean,
I've
come on.
Heard
vegetable
of
news.
Yeah, I've never even heard of aubergine sauce. I've heard of aubergines, heard of sauce,
news.
Never heard it combined.
Is there an emoji for it?
So,
for an aubergine, is there an emoji for an aubergine?
There is, yeah.
Is it a penis?
No, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, apparently what happened...
Is it a baba ganoush?
She ordered some pita bread, dipped it in the sauce...
Yeah.
A pebble, I'm assuming, was transferred from the pot of sauce onto the pitta.
Yeah.
She bit the pitta, bit the pebble.
Oh!
Bitter.
Yeah, exactly. Extensive dental work required. $10 million lawsuit.
Wow.
Is what I hear.
$10 million?
Is what I... This is just the rumours on the grapevine.
In the vegetable world.
No word from the airline.
Vegetable news.
Wow. It does hurt when you crunch your teeth on something. Have you ever done it with a fork? Have you ever accidentally bitten the end of a fork?
No, but what I've done is I've bitten my own tooth.
Eh?
Yeah, because this is genuinely what happened. This is when I was in school. I was eating some dinner, some chicken nuggets or something. I can't remember, chips or pizza in the canteen. And I was like, man, this chip is really hard. And I didn't realise that it was my own tooth that had fallen out in the middle of me eating my lunch. So I was trying to bite through my own tooth. And the good news is, people, you'll be happy to hear, it didn't crack. That's how strong our teeth are. They don't buckle under the pressure of the other teeth bite.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you sue the school?
I sued the school.
$10 million.
And that's why I'm now working for Talk Radio.
All right, good. And what was the second story?
It's hoped a new range of supermarket vegetables will encourage kids to eat their five a day. Butternut squash in the shape of stars has gone on sale with plans to replicate it for other vegetables.
Vegetable news.
Music runs out. Sort of before the end,
isn't it?
Right, because I've got another story.
I know.
Yeah, it's not long enough. It's really frustrating.
I have to press the...
That's the rewind.
Rewind it and press the...
So you're going to do that?
It's just rewinding now. I'm just waiting for it.
All right. Vegetable news.
Just rewinding. Sometimes I have to get a pencil and wind it all back in. Oh, it comes up.
It's like rewinding the old VHS, isn't
exactly
it?
Exactly. Yeah, it takes ages. No, there we are. It's done.
A man insists he's beaten the record for the world's heaviest carrot. Chris Qualley from the USA says his root vegetable weighs 22 pounds and 4 ounces.
So does mine.
The current record is a mere 20 pounds.
What?
Yeah,
which was set in 2014 by a man in Nottinghamshire, United Kingdom.
Whoa. He's probably just put loads of pebbles
vegetable
in it.
Vegetable news.
Yeah.
To weigh it down. That's how the aubergine sauce thing happened, I reckon.
Mm. Do you remember the book, speaking of school days, did you ever read the book The Enormous Turnip?
No.
Oh.
I read James and the Giant Peach.
This obsession, it turns out.
John's parents couldn't afford that book, so they had to go with The Enormous
Turnip. Have
you not
read The Enormous Turnip?
Written by John's parents.
No!
John and The Enormous Turnip.
No, I will have... I'm not...
And then they got him a doll's house. Just a giant turnip. Hollowed out.
It it was a genuine book about an enormous turnip, right, that couldn't be got out of the ground. Someone else will remember this. Someone's going to text in about this, right? The whole town, thank you, Chloe. Chloe remembers it. The whole town had to try and pull the turnip out of the ground, and then there was all these pictures of people adding on to try and pull the enormous turnip out of the ground.
Did you read this as a child?
Yes.
Then how does Chloe remember it?
I don't know.
Because some books you can read a little bit after they've been written.
Well, I mean, it was written in the 1950s, Chloe. I think I was still... I am after it as well, just to be clear.
Who are you?
Oh. Okay. But yeah, you remember... Good, you remember it. Yes.
I do.
You know, thank you. Yeah. Do you remember the one about the sky falling in the same...
Yeah, Chicken Licking.
Chicken Licking, yeah. In the same range. Thank you. Foxy Loxy. Everyone else is looking at us like we're insane.
I'm not as old as John.
Foxy Loxy was in the same book.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Anyway, there was an enormous turnip, is all I'm saying.
Vegetable right. News.
Yes. That's not really news. It's very old.
Yeah, but the carrot news. Was news.
Yeah, fair play.
Yep. Fungus so, news.
No, yes. We haven't got any of that.
So did they manage... Were the whole village required to pick it out of the ground?
No, £22 is still... in. You know, you can... One man can carry that carrot, can't it?
Okay.
And he was growing it. He wouldn't want to invite publicity... for his own record breaking, and they would steal the moment from when he unveiled it. You want to go, hey guys, come around and take my record breaking carrot out of the ground. P.S. I've got a surprise. Come to the Guinness World Records ceremony next week. Don't know what you're going to find.
It's vegetable news!
Vegetable news.
Thank you, Alex.
That's all right.
Dibble.
Is. What Boris Johnson says every other word.
Yeah. So, in the next bit of the programme, well, much to come. Not least a game of Snowflake Buckaroo. Stand by, listener. That's what's coming next. After Traffic and Travel, I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Take a walk on the wild side with best-selling author David Baddiel as he reads from his blockbuster children's book, Annie Malcolm.
Then he jumped in front of Bert, making himself a human shield.
Annie Malcolm, a Story Hour exclusive with David Baddiel.
Sorry, a monkey shield. Sorry, an ape shield.
Join David Baddiel reading his book, Annie Malcolm, on Story Hour, Sunday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio, in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. Annie Malcolm, out now in all good bookshops.
Andy's red-handed breakfast flatbreads.
I am never having a party again. I only invited a few mates over last night. Then before you know it, the whole house was full. It was all fine until Mum and Dad came back from holiday a day early. So I'm making up to them with my very own breakfast flatbreads. Smoky bacon, eggs and tomato under the grill, topped with fresh avocado. And extra chilli flakes for Dad.
Find Andy's red-handed breakfast flatbreads recipe online or in store. Food Love Stories. Brought to you by Tesco.
Is your current job driving around the bend? Now's the time to put your career into overdrive and earn up to £30,000 a year as a qualified driving instructor. Visit reddrivingschool.com or text RED to 80800 and discover the freedom of being your own boss with a guaranteed opportunity to join RED Driving School. You can even get a full refund of your training fees once you work with us for a qualifying period. Terms and conditions apply. Make the change now with RED Driving School. Text RED to 80800 now. Text charge at standard rate.
The first thing you'll notice when you open the new Screwfix catalogue is just how many brand new products there are inside. The second thing you'll notice is how everyone else suddenly wants a look. Oi, get your own. Pick up your free copy of the new Screwfix catalogue today from any of our 530 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Say you're a year into your contract, and the hot new phone is released. But you're not allowed to upgrade without paying through the nose. Let's just say you're not best pleased. But say there was a new mobile company, one that lets you swap your old phone for the latest one every 12 months, free of charge, delivered to your door. Well, Say hello to Sky Mobile. Sky, believe in better.
Free of any early upgrade admin and delivery charges. 24-month interest-free loan with data plan needed for each new phone. Trade-in value credited to existing loan. Subject to status and availability. Terms apply. See sky.com/swaphelp.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Well, in Greater Manchester, we have very slow traffic and the road is blocked due to an accident. Three vehicles involved. That's on the M6 southbound. That's between junction 26 and junction 25 around Brim. Elsewhere in Staffordshire, one lane closed and queuing traffic due to an accident in a shed load. It's on the M6 southbound between junction 11 and junction 10A for the M54. And elsewhere in Gloucestershire, strong winds and restrictions on the M48 Severn Bridge. That's both directions between junction 1 and junction 2. I'm Sammy Jolo.
We oversee the commercial and operational interests of Bristol's affiliated football, rugby and basketball clubs. Our business is so much more than sport.
Sage Business Management Solutions support thousands of growing enterprise businesses just like Bristol Sport.
Sage gives us more time to focus on doing what we love, bringing the people of Bristol together.
From accounting in the cloud to payroll and payments, Sage has the right solution for your business. Discover more at sage.co.uk/stories. Be Sage. Build on.
Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio.
Hello, Newmanoids. Big news. Gary Newman, your god, will be joining me, Sam Delaney, on Live at Drive here on Talk Radio this afternoon. Gary Newman will get out of his car and speak to me. We'll also be doing all the big news stories of the day. There'll be loads of analysis and there will be Gary Newman.
Stop. Look. Listen to Sam Delaney.
Live at Drive today from 4 o'clock.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And a very good afternoon to you. Now, if you are just joining us, you've missed much. A lot of stories around today that we've been discussing. We had one of the seven rebel Labour MPs on the show earlier, defied the whip at the Brexit vote last night. Ronnie Campbell joined us to talk us through that. We have been talking much about, about the public sector pay cap as well, of course. It's been lifted. After all of those controversial weeks and discussion about how the government were going to afford it, we know now that the government are going to lift it. Policemen are going to get a 2%, and police women and police non-specific gender are going to get a 2% pay rise. The prison service officers are going to get 1.7%. Hurricane Irma, we now know, is a tropical storm. There is a storm, Aileen. Come on, Aileen, on the way to Britain. Which should hit the central parts tonight, 75-mile-an-hour wind, so there's a warning in place for parts of the country with that. There's a lot going on. It's very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
You don't need to, because we are here to help you get your head around it. And the way we analyse news on this programme is by breaking it down into its component parts, which, of course, when you do that with a big story, you end up with short-form oriental verse. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
New licenses issued for thousands more badgers to be harambeed.
New news in haiku. Right, it's 10 to 4, or near as, damn it, and it's time for a game of Snowflake Buckaroo. And here's how it works. Remember the game Buckaroo with a donkey? Do you remember that? Do you remember the game Buckaroo with a donkey? Well now, it's like that, but instead of hanging tools and rope and buckets and so forth on a plastic donkey until such time as the donkey crumbles under the stress and kicks it all off, it's like that, but with a millennial. It's a millennial snowflake, piled so high with trigger phrases that they crumble and run off to their safe space. It's snowflake buckaroo. Two contestants going head-to-head against each other. Let's meet them. First on line one is Jack. Hello, Jack.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
Very good, Jack. How are you?
I'm very good as well. I'm excited to play.
We're excited to have you, Jack. Where are you?
I'm in Margate.
Margate?
Yeah.
Down to Margate. Good. What's happening in Margate? Margate's got a happening place now, isn't it?
Yeah, quite a lot going on here now.
Yeah, I was in Margate on at the weekend, Jack. I went to see Stereophonics.
I think I saw on your Twitter I went to see Alt J in Margate on Tuesday.
There you go, they were playing as well, weren't they? Yeah, Alt J, yeah.
It's quite a
happening place, I tell you, in Margate. It really is. It was a very good gig. Anyway, look, Jack, I'll get your opponent on, and then I'll sort of talk you through how it's going to work. Because Rob's online too, he's in London. Hello, Rob.
Howdy.
Oh, good cowboy start. I like
getting
that.
Into character.
Very good. Where are you? You're in London, Rob, is that right?
I'm in old London town, yeah.
Old London. It's not as hip as Margate, though, is it now? It's not that.
No.
That was good. All right, look, let me explain, gents, how this is going to work. So I've got, there are sort of five or six rounds here. And I will call out various millennial snowflake-style trigger phrases. Right, you get to choose one out of the two. We're going round, so we sort of rotate. Each of the phrases is worth points. We add up your points, depending on what you've chosen, and the first person to get the 21 is out. That is game over. The millennial will kick off and run to the safe space, okay? Is that sort of clear?
Yeah.
I mean, I know it isn't, but, you know, just pretend it is and we'll get through it together. It's going to be fine. All right, here we go then with Snowflake Buckaroo. Here we go. Right, let's go to round one. We're going to Jack first, simply because he's on line one. Jack, choose one of these snowflakey phrases. Gluten-free privilege signalling or homo-fluid reverse anxiety truth?
I'm going to go with the gluten-free whatever that was. I mean, I've got the first bit.
Gluten-free privilege signalling. They say it all the time, don't they? I can tell you that is worth 5 points. Which means that Rob gets, by default, homo fluid reverse anxiety truth. Also, five points.
Well,
Cornelius is keeping score.
Yeah, so far it's 5-all as it is.
5-all at the moment,
right? Every bloody week at the end of round one.
Let's go to round two then, where Rob gets to choose first. Rob, are you going to go for intersex validity check of colour or pre-op vegan shaming?
Pre-op vegan shaming.
Is worth 4 points. Ooh. 4 points. Which means that, Jack, you get intersex validity check of colour. 6 points. In Snowflake Buckaroo. Cornelius, the latest scores, please.
Yes, well, thank you for asking, John. Jack is on 11, whilst Rob is ahead with 9.
Right then. So, back to Jack to choose first. Will you go for, in round three, non-cis platform trigger spreading so white? Hashtag. Or LBGT BBC3 online.
I'm going to go with the LGBT BBC3 online, please, John.
5 points. That's worth 5 points. And non-cis platform trigger spreading so white, 3 points. Ooh, Cornelius, latest scores, please, after that round.
Well, Jack has got, he's trailing behind with 16, whilst Rob is ahead with 12.
Oh. All right, so it's Rob choosing first this time. But we are getting close now, so be careful, gentlemen. So, Rob, will you go for non-specific trans gentrification virtue splaining or non-specific Transformers robots in disguise?
Non-specific trans Gerard Depardieu.
Former robots in disguise. I don't think you can say that about him. Yeah. Anyway, it's 2 points. 2 points. Which leaves non-specific transgenderification virtue planning. Also, that's 2 points.
Ooh.
Oh, Cornelius, what are the scores now?
Jack has 18, but Rob is really pushing out in front with 14.
14. Oh, right then. Okay. So, next one. Jack choosing first. Will you go at 4? Post-op race sensitivity, or gender X consentism?
I'm going to go with gender X consentivism.
That's one. That's 1 point.
Oh,
he's got 1 point.
Good score.
Oh, he's up to 19.
He's on 19 now.
Ah, oh, and
could have brought it back here.
I can tell you that the other one, the other score. Post-op Racetivity Rob, 5 points.
Oh, what are the chances?
And now it's the final round.
How do you know it's the final round?
No, it just is, because we're running out of time. They're both
on 19, so whoever scores three, and I think one of you inevitably will.
It's going to be
we'll
out.
Hit 21.
Okay, final go. Jack first this time, is it? Yeah, is that right? Is it Jack now?
No, it's
Rob first. All right, good, glad someone's paying attention. Robert, are you going to go for passive-aggressive pronoun feminism or non-reactionary hetero apology?
Non-reactionary hetero apology.
Oh!
Oh?
It's 1 point. It's just 1 point.
Oh!
Oh!
I've done it.
And that means...
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't be so sure.
I don't know, because, you know, 21 of us. So that leaves Jack with the other one, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Whatever that was. It's 40 points.
40! Oh, oh, what a chance!
Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, Jack, commiserations, Jack. You got 59.
Oh, yeah.
And Rob got 20, which makes him the snowflake millennial of the day. Well done, gentlemen. Well done. Good work, good work, good work, good work. It's Snowflake Buckaroo on Talk Radio. And that brings us almost to the end of today's programme. Oh, the things we've covered today. Rebel Labour MPs on the show we had today. Daisy War, the author, on the show today. Dizzy Rascal was on the show today, interviewed at Best of All.
Not quite.
Well, okay, it was a little bit of a typo. It was the act Disney Rascal who do Disney songs to a ska beat. But, yeah, we went for it. But now Sam Delaney is here. Good afternoon, Sam Delaney.
All right, like the typo last week when my producer told me the inventor of YouTube was coming.
That's right, and it was just an inventor.
And it was an inventor.
No, the inventor of UKIP.
Yeah, I've had him on a few times. Actually, wasn't that Robert Kilroy Silk who invented UKIP?
In its old incarnation, yeah. I believe it was. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
So there's going to be a revolution, which is exciting. Then McCluskey is suggesting to TUC conference that they should operate outside the law and have illegal general strikes to bring down Theresa May's government. And I sort of think with your left wing, right wing or agnostic in the middle, you know, politics for many years was boring, wasn't it?
It was so boring.
The idea of a popular uprising, a civil war, if you will, is, you know, undoubtedly exciting.
Well, it'll give us something to talk about.
It will.
And that's important.
And that's all that really matters
to
us. So.
Rather than a slow news week, I'd rather
have... Can you
get
arrested for just not going to work?
Bloody civil war.
No, you can... Pull in a sickie is different.
Okay.
This is like actual strike. I mean, you know, like you presumably bunk off quite a lot. But, you know, if you were to start marching up and down outside Talk Radio Towers with an old, what do they call, oil drum?
A brazier.
Some fingerless gloves.
Yeah.
Playing the harmonica, perhaps stood next to George Galloway. you and George, Cornelius and George stood outside singing old protest songs.
Patriots.
Yeah.
Comrades.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be great. I'd love to see that. So, yeah, there's going to be a general strike and a revolution. Norman Tebbit thinks we'd bring back National Service.
Yep.
Another good thing for Cornelius.
He should. Somebody needs to.
And
lick him into shape.
Gary, you know how I love to have 80s pop stars in the studio? That's why I do this job. Gary Newman. Gary Newman here live in the studio.
I hope he comes on a bike, which would make a mockery of his big hit.
It would, yeah. If he does, I won't let him in.
Quite right, too.
So, all those things.
Good stuff. Sam Delaney with you next on Drive. We're back tomorrow, 1 till 4. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Have a good evening.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.